الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون، نزلا من غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنكم على بينة من ربكم ما لم تظهر فيكم سكرتان، سكرة الجهل وسكرة حب العيش، وأنتم تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتجاهدون في سبيل الله، فإذا ظهر فيكم حب الدنيا فلا تأمرون بالمعروف ولا تنهون عن المنكر ولا تجاهدون في سبيل الله، والقائلون يومئذ بالكتاب والسنة كالسابقين الأولين من المهاجرين والأنصار، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this world a place of constantly changing situations, conditions, circumstances. The dominion, kingdom of the heavens and the earth belongs to one Allah alone. لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Kingdom, ownership of everything in the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah. And that happens in the heavens and the earth which Allah wants to happen, without assistance from anyone, without consultation with anyone. Varying situations, conditions, circumstances, this is Allah's sunnah, this is Allah's system. وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ لا تبديل لكلمات الله إنه لقول فصل وما هو بالهزل. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is His system that there are varying situations, conditions, circumstances. Somewhere it is hot, somewhere it is cold. Somewhere it is day, somewhere it is night. Somewhere rainwaters are plentiful, somewhere there is drought. Somewhere there is a calm atmosphere, somewhere there is a raging storm. Somewhere people are celebrating, nikah is taking place. Somewhere people are lamenting, exhibiting their sorrow. Janaza is being lifted up. Constantly varying situations, conditions, circumstances. And all these various situations and conditions are under the direct muhkam taqdeer of one Allah. كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَانٍ. Every moment Allah exhibits His shan. Allah exhibits His qudrat. Mudabbir, the arranger, decreer, fashioner, coordinator, originator of every situation, condition and circumstance in the heavens and the earth is one Allah alone. Mudabbir bila mu'in, mudabbir bila mushir, mudabbir bila wazir, mudabbir bila badil, mudabbir bila adil, mudabbir bila shabih. Allah is the arranger, there is no partner with Allah. There is no minister with Allah. There is no advisor with Allah. There is no assistant with Allah. يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. From the heavens to the earth, the arranger, decreer, fashioner, coordinator, originator of every condition, situation, circumstance, without the assistance of anyone, without consultation with anyone, is one Allah alone. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهُ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهُ. He is the ilah of the heavens, He is the ilah of the earth. لَا يُسْأَلُ عَمَّا يَفْعَلُ وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُ. No one questions Allah. No other actions of Allah dictated in any way by the opinion of anyone. The big rulers and politicians of this world, every move of theirs, what will be the reaction of the populace? What will happen next election? What the opinion of the people will be of me? Allah is above all that. No one questions Allah. وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ. Insan will be questioned. In the heavens, in the earth, that happens which Allah wants. Amongst the du'a ma'athura, the du'as that are manqul, narrated from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find ghaliban at tahajjud time, this expression in the du'a of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that ma sha'a Allahu kan, wa ma lam yasha' lam yakun. That which my Allah wants will happen. And that which Allah doesn't want, it can never ever happen. مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانَ كَمَا شَاءَ كَانَ فِي الْوَقْتِ الَّذِي شَاءَ عَلَى الْوَجْهِ الَّذِي شَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ زِيَادَةٍ وَلَا نُقْصَانٍ وَلَا تَقَدُّمٍ وَلَا تَأَخُّرٍ. That happens which Allah wants, in the manner Allah wants, in the time Allah wants, not before Allah wants, not after Allah wants, not less than that which Allah wants, not more than that which Allah wants. وَمَا لَمْ يَشَاءَ. And that which Allah doesn't want, all the heaven, all the forces of the heavens and the earth can get together. لَمْ يَكُنْ. It will never ever happen. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. Say unto them, O Allah, You are the owner of every kingdom. تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءَ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءَ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءَ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءَ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Wealth, affluence, يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءَ. Allah gives wealth to whom He wants. Poverty, want, need, strife, وَيَقْدِرُ, in the hands of Allah. تُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءَ. Respect, dignity, honor, status, nobility, recognition, in the hands of Allah. تُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءَ. Disgrace, downtroddenness, humiliation, ignominy, falling from grace, in the hands of Allah. يَخْتَصُّ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءَ. Those will become the target of Allah's rahmat and mercy, whom Allah wants. يُؤَيُّدُ بِنَصْرِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءَ. Those will receive the nusrat and the help of Allah, مَنْ يَشَاءَ, who Allah wants. أَضْحَكَ, happiness, in the hands of Allah. أَبْكَ, sadness, in the hands of Allah. أَمَاتَ death in the hands of Allah, أَحْيَا life in the hands of Allah. This is that sabak of Iman, which every Nabi of Allah, from Adam alayhi salam to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this was the alif ba ta tha, the starting point to bring this total, complete conviction that the qibla, the direction of this heart has to become one Allah alone. That only Allah is doing, only Allah is doing. Allah's majesty, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, Allah's azmat, Allah's greatness. This is something that the puny human intellect can never do justice to, recognizing the majesty and the greatness of Allah. What do we have at our disposal to praise Allah? Words. We find expressions in the book of Aqeedah, the books of Aqeedah. Qadimun bila ibtida, daimun bila intiha. Allah was forever. Allah is forever. But the reality is, words are makhluq. Alphabet A, B, C, D, alif, ba, ta, tha, this is letters. They form words. Words are makhluq. They are a created entity. And that which is makhluq can never do justice to describing Khaliq. We say Allah is forever. What is forever? What it means? It means a very, 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 very long period of time. Allah is above time. Allah is created time. Time is Allah's makhluq. Ashab al-Kahf, those youngsters, they went into the cave. They went to sleep. When they woke up, وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا وَبَعْضَ يَوْمٍ. They started discussing with one another, how long did we sleep? Someone said one day, someone said a portion of one day. What was the reality? وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ 300 سنين وَزْدَادُوا تِسْعَى. They slept for 309 years. What was astonishing is that that youngster that hypothetically went to sleep at the age of 15, wakes up 309 years later, his age is not 324, his age is still 15. Why? Because outside the cave, the clock ticked. Inside the cave, Allah stopped time. Time is Allah's makhluq. لا يشتمل عليه زمان. This tick, 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 tick of the clock, by which Allah has constrained, restricted, confined this entire makhluq. Allah Himself is free from this. Allah is pak, Allah is pure. 1 million years ago now and 1 million years from now, for Allah is equal. لا يشتمل عليه زمان لا يحويه مكان. Allah is free of shape. Allah is free of form. Allah is free of direction. Allah Himself has created all this. Allah has created shape, created form, created color, created direction. Allah is there. Allah is there, but Allah does not have shape. Allah is there, but Allah does not occupy space. Allah is there. Allah cannot be contained in a form. Allah is above all this. Allah is Rabb of this. Rabbul Mashriq wal Maghrib. Rabb of the East, Rabb of the West. Rabbul Mashariq. ورب المغارب, east, west, north, south. رب السماوات السبع ورب العرش العظيم, east, west, north, south, above, below. أينما تولوا فثم وجه الله. Turn in any direction and you will find Allah. Allah's فوقيت, Allah's عزمت. The mind cannot encompass, Or even imagine the greatness of Allah. Ordinary Bedouin. What you call Arab in Arabic. Bedouin, Dihati, village dweller. He comes into Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he raises his hands in dua. Look at the dua he makes. Ya man la tarahu al-uyun. Wa la tukhalituhu al-dhunun. ولا يصفه الواصفون ولا تغيره الحوادث ولا يخشى الدوائر يا من يعلم مثاقيل الجبال ومكائيل البحار وعدد قطر الأمطار وعدد ورق الأشجار وعدد ما أظلم عليه الليل وأشرق عليه النهار. He didn't have a PhD or a university degree. He'd never been to a school or any so-called educational institute in his entire life. But when the nur of Iman penetrated the heart, when he placed his hand in the hand of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then true intelligence, the nuraniyat of Iman, Allah put it into his heart. That really, my respected brothers, we can translate this dua. But that won't even scratch the surface as to the extent of the marifat and recognition of Allah that this ordinary person had. Volumes can be written on just these expressions that are found in this dua. Ya man la tarahu al-uyun. He says, oh my Allah, whose greatness is such that the eyeballs cannot encompass you. The majesty of Allah. The glory of Allah. Huzuri Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would make dua to Allah. Allahumma rizukni ladhatan nadhri ila wajhik. Allah, bless me with your ru'yat. Bless me with being able to look directly at you in Jannat. He said that ni'mat of Jannat, when Allah will reveal Himself, every other ni'mat of Jannat will pale in front of it. Being able to look directly at Allah. Musa alayhi salam, once he made dua to Allah, Rabbi arini andhur ilayk. Allah, reveal yourself to me, I want to see you. Allah responds, lan tarani. Musa, you cannot see me. In this world, no. وَلَكِنْ انظُرْ إِلَى الْجَبَلِ فَإِنِ اسْتَقَرَّ مَكَانَهُ فَسَوْفَ تَرَانِي. But look at the mountain. If the mountain is be able to withstand my tajalli, then you will see me. فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّى رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلِ جَعْلَهُ دَكَّى وَخَرَّ مُوسَى صَائِقًا. Tiny part of Allah's tajalli was directed to that mountain. And it was rent into dust. Musa alayhi salam fell down unconscious. The tajalli of Allah. Allah through His makhluq, through His creation, invites us to ponder, to reflect, to recognize, to get some idea of Allah's greatness. When we talk of light, what do we do? Look up at the sun. The sun. Sirajan wa khaja. وَالَّذِي جَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ الضِّيَاءَ. Allah invites you in the Quran, look at that sun. The sun is only one star in this galaxy in which we are living. They estimate that there are 300 billion stars. The diameter of the sun, 1,392,000 kilometers. There are some stars that are several million times the size of the sun. This galaxy is so vast. If you travel at the speed of light, 300,000 kilometers, not an hour, a second. 300,000 kilometers a second. You'll cover a distance of 9.5 trillion kilometers a year. How big is this galaxy? Scientists estimate 150,000 light years. Just one galaxy.
And they say the universe that is visible is only 3%. 97% they can't see. In this 3%, they estimate, this is just one galaxy, they estimate that there are 170 billion galaxies. We cannot imagine the greatness of Allah. The sun, just one small, the sun when compared to this is like a tiny speck of dust. It is said the surface temperature of the sun is 12,000 degrees Fahrenheit. The core of the sun, 27 million degrees Fahrenheit. Every second, 14 billion tons of helium gas is converted into 12 billion tons of hydrogen gas. This conversion, this chemical reaction, causes energy to be given off. How much energy? Equivalent to 500 million atom bombs exploding at one time. Every second. Have you heard it ran out of petrol? It needs some servicing, so today no sun. Just one star, Sirajan Wahaja, shining down upon you, inviting you, recognize who is Allah. Allah that created the sun. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا ذَلِكَ التَّقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ وَالْقَمَرَ قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلْ حَتَّى عَادَ كَالْعُرْجُونِ الْقَدِيمِ لَشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَنْ تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرِ وَلَا اللَّيْلُ السَّابِقُ النَّهَارِ كُلٌّ فِي فَلَكِ يَسْبَحُونَ. The sun is not still, it is moving. Not 120 kilometers an hour. Even with the road linings, with the GPS, with the traffic rules, with the police officers, all sorts of systems, still how many accidents at 120 kilometers an hour? Millions and millions of huge, gigantic, heavenly bodies moving at speeds you cannot imagine. Total darkness. No road map, no road lining, no GPS system. That sun covers a distance of 17,280,000 kilometers every day. It's moving at 720,000 kilometers an hour. That is just one. The moon is moving. The stars are moving. This earth is moving. Yet collisions don't take place. Each one. What is Quran telling us? Kullun, everyone, fi falaki yasbahud, is swimming. It's moving in that orbit which we set for it. And it will not move off its course. يُمْسِكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَن تَزُولَ. Allah says we have locked the heavens and the earth. It will not deviate from the course which Allah set for us. It is only the zalim insan who defies the orders of Allah. Huge inanimate bodies like this. وَالشَّمْسِ وَالْقَمَرِ والنجوم مسخرات بأمره. Allah says we have subjugated it to our command. And once more, and we are worried. We are worried. One industry has to go off, or some material supply has to stop, or some change of government has to occur. What's going to happen to us? Looking towards insan. What is insan in front of all this? What does Quran tell us? أَأَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا أَمِ السَّمَاءِ. Are you a bigger creation or the heavens a bigger creation? أَأَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا أَمِ السَّمَاءِ. بَنَاهَا رَفَعَ سَمْكَهَا فَسَوَّاهَا وَأَغْطَشَ لَيْلَهَا وَأَخْرَجَ ضُحَاهَا وَالْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ دَحَاهَا أَخْرَجَ مِنْهَا مَاءَهَا وَمَرْعَاهَا وَالْجِبَالَ أَرْسَاهَا مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِأَنْعَامِكُمْ. We cannot lament sufficiently the lack of munasabat of the ummah with the Qur'an. Our elders say Qur'an ek na-ashna kalam ban chuki. Quran has become an irrelevant message to us. Ramzan Sharif, read a little bit of Quran. Open a new shop, move into a new house, call the Hufaz, make khatam of Quran. When somebody dies, a little bit khatam of Quran. But what is the day of the Quran? What is the night of the Quran? What is the message of the Quran? This is that kalam from Allah. This is that sifat of Allah. That Allah says, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. That if you had to reveal it on a mountain, that mountain would not have been able to bear the weight of this Quran. It would have been rent asunder, it would have been crushed out of the fear of Allah. I remember a few years ago when Jamaat from Qatar came here in Spingo Beach. In one of the houses there was a program. An elderly person from the royal family was speaking. Allah had given him the tawfiq to come out in the path of Allah. First time in his life he was giving bayan. After the bayan, his son would spend many chillas in the path of Allah. In fact, when he met me, he remembered our Nelspruit Ishtima, which took place many years ago. He was telling me, he says, Malisa, my father has come in tabligh now. But when we grew up, my father was very far away from deen. When he would see me reading the Quran in the house, he would get angry with me, that why are you wasting your time? Sit with your books. Why are you sitting with the Quran? This is that kalam of Allah. Ramadan Sharif is coming. I remember a few years ago, our Jamaat was in one town in South Africa. We were going for a program past one masjid. They had two signs on each side. One arrow pointing this way for 8 rakats tarawih, and the other arrow pointing the other way, 20 rakats tarawih. In other words, shortcut Jamaat this way, long cut Jamaat that way. The shauq, inclination of Quran has not remained in the ummah. It's not our intention to go into the fiqh bus, 8 rakats or 20 rakats. In fact, normally I always say this, Ramzan comes, what happens, even the ordinary person on the street becomes a big mufti. And a faqih and a muhaddis. Where's the hadith? In Bukhari or Muslim? His Surah Fatiha Tajweed is not correct. He wants to know if it's in Bukhari or Muslim. He becomes even a bigger mufti than Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu also. Behind it is the nafs. The shauq to listen to Quran is not there. Then we become very conscious about time. You know, the Indian nation normally are known for not being punctual. That's why you get this expression, Indian time. One of our elders, Muhammad Latsav, explains what this Indian time is. He says, once in Bombay station in India, there was a big celebration. People were busting crackers and bursting balloons and all sorts of things. Mela was going on. I said, bhai, what are you celebrating? They say, the first time in history, the 11 o'clock train from Delhi came at 11 o'clock. Somebody made a little bit of inquiries and found out this was yesterday's 11 o'clock train, came today at 11 o'clock. That's generally the nature when it comes to time. But let that poor Hafizab read a little bit long Quran, and what happens? Then be very conscious about time. Talks of deen. I remember a few years ago, our Jamaat was in Ermelo. Went for Gashir, it was Ramzan month. We invited some people by, some youngsters to me by after Isha, after Tarawih, there will be Bayan. That time UEFA Cup League or something was going on. Right now what's going on, we all know. We're not even going to mention that. We told him, bhai, program after Isha, after Tarawih. First, straight away, how long? I said, don't worry, it will be shorter than a soccer match. There you want extra time. They hope it goes to extra time. Little realizing the bookies have already borne off the result. 22 people chasing behind a piece of pigskin. People are aping at that. So when the team loses, the guy says, I'm going into depression. Depression. Sit in front of that shaitan box. That actor that died last week, dies this week in another movie, and they're crying. We're laughing. Not laughing matters. This is what Allah is telling us in the Quran. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَاهُ وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ بَصَرِهِ غِشَاوَةً فَمَنْ يَهْدِهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ. Look at those that have made their desires their ilah. Being made a fool of and not even realizing it. وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. Despite their knowledge, Allah deviates them. A veil is placed over their eyes. Their ears are blocked off. Their hearts are sealed off. And what does Quran say? فَمَنْ يَهْدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ. Now who is going to guide them besides Allah? Where is the guidance going to come from? We heard in the Elan after Maghrib, the time the Ummah is being slaughtered. This Ummah is being slaughtered. Our brothers and sisters don't know where the next meal is going to come from. Bombs are raining down on their homes. And what is this Ummah doing? Chasing after amusements, chasing after sports. Hours and hours looking at naked films. Where is the ihsas of Iman of this Ummah today? Where is the brotherhood of Islam? Where is the taluk? And where is the consciousness of the dictates of Iman? One command of Allah broke. One command of Allah. Mani'in zakat came into existence. And what did Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu say? Ayun qasud deen wa ana hay. Can deen diminish and Abu Bakr remain alive? Can deen diminish and Abu Bakr remain alive? It will never happen. Dogs can carry, drag the bodies of the Azwaj Mutahharat through the streets of Medina. The streets of Medina can flow with the blood of the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but one command of Allah will not diminish. This was Iman. That is why ulama say, Ridda wala Abu Bakrin laha. Irtidad is taking place and there is no Abu Bakr today. That flame of Iman is no more there. That consciousness of the dictate of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not there. Youngster says, my team lost, I'm going into depression. And the Ummah is facing such a plight, such a difficulty. We've got time for hours and hours for those vain amusements. And what we say, I'm passing the time, I'm whiling away the time. As if we've got some guarantee that mort is not around the corner, that death is not around the corner. We cannot possibly, like I was mentioning earlier, sufficiently lament the lack of the munasabat of this ummah with Quran. This is that kalam-e Rabbi, this is that kalam. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, whenever I felt, I desired to talk to Allah, I would read 2 rakat salah. And whenever I desired that my Allah should talk to me, I would recite Quran. One tabi'i says, I entered the haram of Makkah. Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, who was reading tahajjud salah. I stood behind him. Who is Usman? How much basharat and glad tidings of Jannat did the Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam not give Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu? Ma darra Usman Allah ya'mal ba'da. The time of Tabuk, he said, if Usman from now till he dies, if he doesn't do another good deed, Jannat is wajib for him. Inna li kulli nabiyin rafiqun fil jannah. Anta rafiqi fil jannah ya Usman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every Nabi will have a special friend in Jannat. Every Nabi will have a close companion in Jannat. Usman, you are my rafiq in Jannat. And yet, Yet, what kind of tahajjud salah? He says, I stood behind him. Usman started Surah Fatiha. By the qasam of my Allah, he did not go into ruku until he recited Surah Nas. The entire Quran in one rakat of tahajjud salah. Entire Quran in one rakat of salah. And what he would say, لَوْ تَهُرَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ لَوْ تَهُرَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مَا شَبِعْتُمْ مِنْ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ He would say, if your hearts were pure, if your hearts were pure, you would never get tired of listening to Quran. This is the alamat and a sign of the bimari of the heart, of the sickness of the heart, of the impurity of the heart. What impurity? Listening to that voice of shaitan. What they say? They say music is food for the soul. That which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-ghina yumbitu al-nifaqa fil qalb kama yumbitu al-ma'u al-zara. He said like how water causes crops to grow. Listening to the haram music of this world will cause nifaq and hypocrisy to grow in your heart. The ulama say, what is the first nahusad and curse of that? What is the first problem that will occur with nifaq and hypocrisy growing in the heart? They say at the time of maut to recite kalima will become impossible. Youngsters driving around in fast cars, woofers, subwoofers, tweeters, music blaring. Bodies jiving to the music. And understand, my respected brothers, open the annals of history, open the annals of history. That nation which became habitual of music, with it came behayai and shamelessness. With it came intermingling. With it came the destruction of haya and modesty. And this is that guna. This is that guna. Allah gives rope for many gunas and many sins. But behayai and shamelessness is that guna, Allah protect us, where the rope is very, very short. Any nation whose daughters became singers on the stage and whose youngsters were starting to jive to the music and whose elderly people's hearts had turned to stone so that they would look at their own daughters and their own sons in a state of nakedness with their bodies shaking towards the music, open the annals of history. Any nation that did this, the next thing that happened was that the whoop of Allah struck. And Allah's umumi azab came down. We don't have to look far to wonder what is bringing about the conditions. Someone asked Ummul Mumineen Aisha radiallahu anha, that, O mother of the believers, tell us, when will earthquakes become common? When will earthquakes, scientists will tell you. They'll explain to you how earthquakes happen. Underneath the earth, this layer of rocks, friction with that layer of rock, and 6.4 and 7.4 on the Richter scale, and this happened. They can tell you how it happens. They cannot tell you why it happens. No scientist can tell you why it happens and when it will happen. For this, we need that uloom which came from the arsh of Allah through the agency of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O mother of the believers, tell us, when will earthquakes happen? What did she say? She said, when zina will become so common as if it is halal. When zina will become so common as if it is halal. And when music will become aam and sharab will become aam, then wait for earthquakes to happen. Wait for natural calamities and disasters to happen. Like we heard earlier, when did we hear of people dying in the air, dying beneath the earth? And still we are not waking up to the reality. Still our eyes are not opening. Stay away from the haram music of this world. Wallah, my respected brother, stay away from the haram music of this world. And what will Allah give you? What did my Nabi say? مَا مِنْ عَبَدٍ يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا وَيَجْلِسُ عِنْدَ رَأْسِهِ وَعِنْدَ رِجْلَيْهِ ثِنْتَانِ مِنَ الْحُورِ الْعِينِ تُغَنِّيَانِهِ بِأَحْسَنِ صَوْتٍ ما سمع الإنس والجن مثلها. وفي رواية أخرى أوحى الله تعالى إلى شجرة الجنة أن اسمعي عبادي الذين شغلوا أنفسهم عن المعازف والقينات فتسمعهم بصوت ما سمع الإنس والجن مثلها. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, put these two ahadith together and look at the imagery that is found. Look at the scene that is described. Beautiful, beyond imagination. Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, stay away from the haram music of this world. And what will Allah give you? Two hura'een will be sent to sit at your head, two at your feet. The rest of Jannat, the trees, the rivers, the mountains, the streams of Jannat, they will become the background orchestra. And these hura'een will start singing for you. My Nabi said, no insan or jinnat has ever heard anything so beautiful. When you will stay away from the haram music of this world, Allah will give you the orchestra of Jannat. So Quran, we don't have time to listen. Ramadan is coming, what happens? I remember once, our Jamaat was in an area as we were going for program here in South Africa. We passed one masjid, the street was blocked. Couldn't move. Asked the brother, why, what's happening here? Some foreign sheikh, some qari, some dignitary has come. Why such a big crowd? He says, Mauli sahab, in this masjid they read last 10 surahs. So Taraweeh gets finished quickly. But they say, Ya'lamun ta'lamun. You don't know what he read in between. Only know the last word, Ya'lamun ta'lamun. Allama Munziri in his Targheeb mentions a riwayat. For each sajda of Taraweeh Salah, what will Allah give you? We worried about 8 and 20. Each sajda of Taraweeh Salah, 1500 hasanat. 1500 hasanat for each sajda of Taraweeh Salah. So 40 sajda, 60,000 hasanat each night. Someone told us by a certain masjid, whoever comes for Taraweeh Salah, underneath the musalla, there'll be 1500 ram. What will happen? Dada, dadi, nana, nani, even the invalid people will bring them to the masjid. There won't be any space. Why 1500 ram? We know the value of maal, we don't know the value of amal. Allah's kalam, Allah's Quran. If many of us feel we are too old, we are past the sell-by date, why deprive our youth of the knowledge of Quran? Make them doctors, lawyers, engineers, do whatever you want, but do not deprive them of the knowledge of Quran. This is Allah's kalam. Nothing will cause the heart to reverberate and shake like the verses of Quran. Taking the name of Allah. This is that which causes the heart to reverberate. Reaches the very essence and the core of the heart. Coming back to what we were saying. أَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا أَمِ السَّمَاءُ بَنَا. Allah says, are you a bigger creation or are the heavens a bigger creation? We raised its canopy. We elevated it. We brought day into existence. We brought night into existence. We stretched out this earth. We filled it with produce, with vegetation, with fruit, with all sorts of ni'mats and bounties for you. مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِأَنْعَامِكُمْ. Why don't you look at all this and recognize the greatness of Allah? That sun is only one star. How much energy is it giving off? In 1948, an arc of light came out of the sun. An arc was made and it went back. At that time, they measured the energy that was contained in one arc of light. One arc of light from the sun. We are worried about power outages. Everywhere you're hearing nowadays, electricity failure. Someone the other day made a joke, he said ANC stands for another night in candlelight. It's not in their control. Halat and conditions is not in the control of any human being. Our gaze is incorrect. We want to blame everybody else. We don't want to introspect. Allah doesn't need the industries or systems of this world. Allah's one star, the sun, one arc of light. At that time they measured in 1948 how much energy was contained in one arc of light. They found it was enough power, enough energy to power the entire earth for the next 10 billion years. So which political party and which electricity outlet does Allah need? Which direction is our gaze going in? We haven't understood who is Allah. That sun itself, it is said, if the heat or the energy is divided into 200 million parts, only one part is reaching the earth. Ikrama rahimullah mentions the riwayat, Allama ibn Kasir rahimullah has mentioned this riwayat in his tafsir. That لو جعل الله نور جميع أبصار الإنس والجن والطير والدواب في عين عبد ثم كشف حجابا واحدا من سبعين حجابا دون الشمس لما استطاع العبد أن ينظر إليها. We are able to see because of the nur, the light that Allah has put in our eyes. That's why if you look at a blind man, you'll see there's a darkness, there's no light there. You're able to see because of the nur Allah has put in your eyes. Ikrama says, if the nur, the ability of eyesight of every insan, every jinnat, every bird, every insect, every animal on the surface of this earth had all to be collected, pooled together and put into the eye of one person. And then between us and the sun, there are 70 veils. If just one veil had to be removed, this person would not be able to look at the sun. Such is the nur of the sun. وَنُورُ الشَّمْسِ جُزْءٌ مِّن سَبْعِينَ جُزْءًا مِّن نُورِ الْكُرْسِي. The nur of the sun is only 1/70th of the nur of Allah's kursi. وَنُورُ الْكُرْسِي جُزْءٌ مِّن سَبْعِينَ جُزْءًا مِّن نُورِ الْعَرْشِ. The nur of Allah's kursi is only 1/70th of the nur of Allah's arsh. وَنُورُ الْعَرْشِ جُزْءٌ مِّن سَبْعِينَ جُزْءًا مِّن نُورِ السِّتْرِ. The nur of Allah's arsh is only 1/70th of the nur of one of the 70,000 veils in front of Allah. So what does Ikrama say? فَانْذُرْ مَاذَا أَعْتَ اللَّهُ عَبْدَهُ مِنَ النُّورِ فِي عَيْنَيْهِ وَقْتَ النَّظْرِ إِلَىٰ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْكَرِيمِ عَيَانًا. That day is coming when Allah will reveal Himself in Jannah. Ya Ridwan, irfa' al-hujub bayni wa bayna abidi wa zuwari wa wafidi. Allah will address Ridwan, the keeper of Jannat. Remove the veil from between me and my slaves, the people of Jannat. Leave insan in Jannat, the malaika. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah mentions this riwayat. He says, "Inna lillahi ta'ala malaika sufufun lam yansarifu an masafihim wa la yansarifunaha ila yawm al-qiyamah wa malaika sujudun lam yarfa'u rusahum wa la yarfi'unaha ila yawm al-qiyamah." There are some angels. Scientists estimate the age of this universe to be 13.8 billion years. How old it is, Allah knows best. Hypothetically assume 13.8 billion years. Malaika were created before this. What does this hadith mention in this hadith? That there are some angels that from the time they were created, they were in sajda. Some from the time they were created were in saf in salah. They never moved. No eating, no drinking, no sleeping, nothing. They did not move. What were they doing? Praising Allah. The hamd of Allah, the tarif of Allah, the kibriyai of Allah, the jalal of Allah. How vast is Allah's kalimat, Allah's tarif. Allah Himself says in the Quran, قل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي لنفد البحر قبل أن تنفد كلمات ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا ولو أن ما في الأرض من شجرة أقلام والبحر يمده من بعده سبعة أبحر ما نفدت كلمات الله. Allah says, take the oceans of the world, add another seven oceans to them, turn all of them into ink, say to insan, say to jinnat, say to the entire populace of this world, add with them those insan that have passed away, those insan still to come, add every one of them, say to all of them, on the other side, the trees of the earth, not now, not the trees now, the trees from the time the earth was created, till now, till Qiyamah, turn all those trees into pens, waters of the oceans into ink, multiplied by another seven times, the whole of insan, the whole of jinnat, the malaika also, put Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam with them also, put Jibrail, Mikail and Israfil with them, and say to all of them now, not with limited lifespan, give everyone the lifespan of Nuh alayhi salam. Open up the mental capacity 100%. Say to the rest of Allah's creation that are already making tasbih of Allah. Everything is already in tasbih of Allah. Everything is already praising Allah. سبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم وإن من شيء إلا يسبح بحمده ولكن لا تفقهون تسبيحهم تسبح له السماوات السبع والأرض ومن فيهن وإن من شيء إلا يسبح بحمده. What is Quran telling us? وإن من شيء وإن من شيء. Those who understand Arabic, وإن من شيء is such an exclusion that there are no exceptions. Every entity, every shay, yusabbihu bihamdi, is making tasbih of Allah. Subbuhun, Quddusun, La ilaha illallahu al-malikul haqqul mubin. Everything is in tasbih of Allah. Allah says, say to all these creations, now you give talqeen to insan, to jinnat, tell them what to write, so that they don't have to pause, they don't have to think, their minds are opened up 200%. The trees have turned into pens. The waters have turned into ink. And everyone starts writing. What will happen? The pens will get finished. The water will get finished. Insan will perish. Jinnat will perish. Malaika will perish. But Allah's kalimat, Allah's tarif, Allah's greatness will never come to an end. لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. These angels, 13.8 billion years, maybe even longer than that, sajda, only praising Allah. Saf in salat, only praising Allah. When that day comes in Jannat, that Allah will command Ridwan, remove the veil from in front of me. And for the first time, these angels, who for billions and billions and billions of years were praising Allah, had never seen Allah, this is the first time Allah will give them the ability to look directly at Allah. What will those angels say? Subhanak, ma abadnaka haqqa ma'rifatik. Ma arafnaka haqqa ma'rifatik. Glory be to you, my Allah. Up till today, I have still not done justice to your greatness. We cannot imagine the vastness. We cannot imagine the kibriyai, the jalal of Allah. Ikrama says, the nur of Allah's arsh is 1/70th of the nur of only one veil in front of the 70,000 veils in front of Allah. On that day, he says, فَانْذُرْ مَاذَا آتَ اللَّهُ عَبْدَهُ مِنَ النُّورِ فِي عَيْنَيْهِ وَقْتَ النَّظْرِ إِلَىٰ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْكَرِيمِ عَيَانًا. He says, what nur Allah will place in the eye of the Jannati to enable him to look directly at Allah. Allama Ghazali rahimullah, the riwayat is daif, he mentions that the first gaze, of this Jannati, looking at Allah, such is the munificence of Allah, such is the magnificence of Allah, such is the beauty of Allah, such is the illumination of my Allah, that first gaze, the Jannati will stare transfixed. How long? 800,000 years. 800,000 years staring at the beauty of Allah. This is what dua that Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made. Allahumma rzuqni ladhatan nadri ila wajhik. O Allah, bless us with the opportunity of getting that lazzat, that ecstasy of being able to look directly at Allah. Stay away from looking at the haram daughters of this world. Stay away from looking at the haram daughters of others. Control the eye from zina. Control the eye from zina. Allah will let you look directly at Him in Jannah. This deen is a deen of rahmat. This deen is a deen of mercy. The shariat is a deen of rahmat, of shafqat, of kindness. Not for nothing, my Nabi said, lower your gaze. Not for nothing, my Nabi said, stay away from the haram music of this world. These ahkamat are not there to distance us from Allah. They are there to take us closer to Allah. Towards the recognition of Allah. This behayai, this shamelessness, this culture of boyfriend and girlfriend is destroying the nuraniyat of the heart of this ummah. So that this heart no longer has the capacity to recognize Allah. No longer this heart is beating with the love of Allah, with the marifat of Allah, with the recognition of Allah. The garden of the salah of the ummah has dried up. The garden of the salah of the ummah has dried up. The garden of the marifat of the ummah has dried up. The garden of the ummah's ta'alluq with Allah has dried up. Why? Because of looking at haram, listening to haram, going to the places of haram repeatedly, so that that evil effect, that darkness, that blackness has seeped into the depths of the heart of this ummah. Our elders are saying, jo qom behayai ke aadi ban jati hai, jo qom behayai ke aadi ban jati hai, is had tak, to that extent that behayai and shamelessness has blocked the blood vessels of that nation. Our elders are saying, usko marne ke liye atom bomb ki koi zarurat nahi hai, wo pehle hi se mare hue. Pehle hi se mare hue hai. You don't need some army to destroy them. They're already dead. They're already dead. What effect will be there in their salah? What ta'alluq with Allah will be there in that salah? Ulama say, like wudu is a condition for salah. Very often we say, no khushu in salah, no attentiveness in salah. They say, like wudu is a condition for salah, controlling your gaze is a condition for khushu and khushu in salah. This gaze has to be lowered. We have to recognize who is Allah. That consciousness of Allah. That awareness of Allah. The recognition of the sifat of Allah. The attributes of Allah. Ordinary Bedouin, no university, or no PhD degree. In Masjid al-Nabawi, raises his hand. What does he say? Ya man la tarahu al-uyun. Ya man la tarahu al-uyun. Oh my Allah, your majesty is such that the eyeballs cannot encompass you. وَلَا تُخَالِتُهُ الدُّنُونَ وَلَا يَصِفُهُ الْوَاصِفُونَ. Ajeeb, the marifat that Allah blesses this individual with. The Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. University professors too cannot write and do justice to the tarif of Allah that this ordinary person does. وَلَا تُخَالِتُهُ الدُّنُونَ وَلَا يَصِفُهُ الْوَاصِفُونَ. What is he saying? Quwwat al-takhayyul, quwwat al-tasawwur. These are two capacities Allah has blessed the human being with. Takhayyul, imaginative ability. Tasawwur, the ability to describe. Allah has placed no limitation on this. There's one joke on a lighter note I'm going to mention. You've probably heard it before too. You'll understand this better like that. They say there were three people traveling in the jungle once. They had a bowl of sweet milk. Nighttime came, one bowl, three people, how are they going to distribute it? It was very less. So they said, okay, put it on the branch, we'll go to sleep. Whoever sees the best dream can decide. All three go to sleep. Next day they ask the person, what you dreamt? Nobody dreamt. This is takhayyul, imaginative ability. He says, last night I went to the first heaven. Second person, they asked him, what you dreamt? He said, last night I went to the fourth heaven. They asked the third person, what did you dream? He says, I'm too embarrassed to tell you my dream. Too afraid. He said, you have to tell us, it was a condition. He said, last night, one horseman with a long spear came. He woke me up. He told me, bring the milk down, otherwise I'm going to kill you. So I took the milk and I brought it down. Then he pointed the spear to my neck. And he said, start drinking, otherwise I'm going to kill you. He said, I sipped just a few drops, thinking I'll keep some for my two friends. He said, finish it till the last drop, otherwise I'm going to kill you. So the other two said, why don't you shout for help? He said, I shouted and shouted, but you were in the first heaven and he was in the fourth heaven. Nobody heard me. There's no limitation that Allah has placed to the imaginative ability of a human being. Imagine, one person can sit in his house and imagine he owns the whole dunya. Who stops him? One person can imagine that he's moving at the speed of light. No one can stop him. Look at the recognition of Allah. This ordinary Bedouin has. What does he say? لا تخالطه الذنون ولا يصفه الواصفون. Oh my Allah, You have placed no limitation on the ability to imagine, but my Allah, your greatness is beyond imagination. All the wasaf, and describers of this world can get together. Oh my Allah, they can never do justice to describing you. Ya man ya'lamu mathaqil al-jibal wa makail al-bihar. Oh my Allah, you know the weight of the mountains. You know the measure of the seas. You know the number of rain droplets. You know the number of leaves on the trees. How many leaves? How many blades of grass? How many rain droplets? Is there any computer that can count? Is there any scientific instrument that can count this? Look at the man of 14 centuries ago, an ordinary Bedouin, the way he praises Allah. يَعْلَمُ مَثَاقِيلَ الْجِبَالِ مَكَائِيلَ الْبِحَارِ عَدَدَ قَطْرِ الْأَمْطَارِ عَدَدَ وَرَقِ الْأَشْجَارِ عَدَدَ مَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلِ وَأَشْرَقَ عَلَيْهِ النَّهَارِ. He says, oh my Allah, what happens when nightfall comes? Nightfall descends, the whole world is darkened. He says, oh my Allah, you know the count of everything in the darkness. What we think darkness is a veil for the disobedience of Allah. As if Allah can't see us in the darkness. Nauzubillah. Whatever the world lights up is in your knowledge. Whatever the world covers is in its blanket of darkness is in your knowledge. Nothing concealed from Allah. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. Look at the manner in which Allah speaks of His ilm and His knowledge in the Quran. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقْ أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقْ لَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ كُلُّ صَغِيرٍ وَكَبِيرٍ مُسْتَطَرٍ وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. May Allah the keys to the unseen. No one knows this besides Allah. Alim, Alim, Allam, Alimun bidati sudur, Alimul ghaybi wa shahada, Allamul ghuyub, the knower of the unseen. Nothing in the heavens and the earth is concealed from Allah or hidden from Allah, even for one second. La tuwari minhu sama'un sama'a, wala ardun arda. Oh my Allah, one level of the heaven does not conceal from you what is above it. One stratum of the earth does not conceal from you what is underneath it. Every second, how many ants are born? How many insects are born? Insects, ants, you can still see. Virus cannot even be seen. How many million virus are born? Each blade of grass, in every minute, every half an hour, every hour, how much it moves from the earth? Half a millimeter, quarter of a millimeter, how much it grows? The movement of the sand, the movement of the insects, multitudes and multitudes and multitudes of Allah's creation. All moving, some coming into existence, some existence terminated. The earth, its sand turning over. In the movement of that sand, how many insects, how many germs, how many virus? In third world countries, when they're planting seeds, what they do, they use tractors. They sprinkle the seeds. First world countries, small light aircraft are used to sprinkle the seeds. How many seeds? How many going in the ground? How many germination are taking place? How many are being split open? أَخْرَجَ شَطْأَهُ فَآزَرَهُ فَاسْتَغْلَظَ فَاسْتَوَى عَلَى سُوقِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَالِقُ الْحَبِّ وَالنَّوَى. It is no farmer or no agriculturer that causes that seed to break. Allah splits it. Allah brings it forth. Look at the sand. Look at the water. Can you see any sign of the vegetation in the sand, in the water? You cannot see it. Yet from that same sand, which is one color, from the water, which is colorless, from that seed, which has no resemblance whatsoever to the tree, Allah brings the tree into existence. In that tree is the leaf of the tree. Then is the fruit of the tree. Somewhere mango, somewhere an orange, somewhere an apple. Then vegetation, somewhere carrot, somewhere Kerala, somewhere sweet, somewhere bitter, somewhere salty, somewhere slimy. Who is doing all this? أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَنْزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةٍ مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَنْ تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا أَيْلَٰهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ يَعْدِلُونَ أَمَّنْ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا وَجَعَلَ خِلَالَهَا أَنْهَارًا وَجَعَلَ لَهَا رَوَاسِي وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ حَاجِزًا أَيْلَٰهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ Look at the manner in which Quran is calling out. Look at all this around you. Who made this earth stable? Who placed streams in it to run like this? Who brought the oceans into existence? Who is causing the waves to rise up? Leave externally, look within yourself. Who has given you the ability to see, to hear, to speak, to walk, to talk? Can you place any price tag on the ni'mat of Allah, on the bounties of Allah? أَلَمْ تَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنًا Look at the manner in which Allah says, why don't you see the manner in which Allah has subjugated for you, insan, everything in the heavens and everything in the earth. وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنًا And Allah is raining down, like rainwater. Allah is raining down His ni'mat, His bounties upon you. ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنًا Those that are apparent and those that are concealed. It is possible 14 centuries ago, that these verses of the Quran were not truly appreciated by the people of that time. Their iman was on that level. They didn't need long discussions. Sami'na wa ata'na. We listened and we obeyed. They were not so-called intellectuals. What is the logical aspect of this? Why should it be like this or why should it be like that? It's possible they didn't truly appreciate. When Quran says, سَخَّرَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ سَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ دَائِبَيْنِ سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ Allah says the day, the night, the earth, the seas, the sky, the heavens, everything is working for you, insan. What does all this mean? Just one simple example. He said this human being breathes in and out 20,000 times every day. One day you should take a tasbih and count it also. But don't just count, say subhanallah each time. But they estimate, human being breathes in and out 20,000 times every day. What is happening? What is he breathing in? He's breathing in oxygen. Pure. What is insan's contribution to the environment? He breathes out carbon dioxide, which is a poison. Takes in pure, and what does he give back? Impure. The level of oxygen in the environment is 21%. Set. 6 billion insan breathing in, breathing out, it still stays 21%. If it had to move up 2%, 23%, it is said the number of accidental fires would increase 700 times. If it had to go up another 2% to 25%, besides the North Pole and the South Pole, everything in between would be burned to ashes. Locked at 21%. Where's the regulator? Where's the funnel? Where's the pipe? What is the system Allah has put into place? From the sun to the earth, 93 million miles. Allah has placed veils and screens and screens and screens and screens in the atmosphere so that the light of the sun is sifted. The frequency is sifted till it reaches one particular wavelength. And that wavelength strikes the earth. And particularly where does it strike? It strikes on the leaves of the trees. The sand is brown. The water is colorless. The branch is brown in color. Where does the greenness of the leaf come from? Is there some dye factory? Somebody is painting it green. It needs to be green. It needs to be green for the service of this insan. Certain wavelength of light of the sun strikes that green leaf. a process called photosynthesis takes place. A chemical process that is more complex than that which is going on in any laboratory. Allah has placed that intelligence in that tiny leaf. What is it doing? It is converting the carbon dioxide back into oxygen. You are breathing in. What is inside? Your lungs. It is said each lung has 150 million air sacs. There are 50 billion tubes transporting 10,000 liters of blood every day to the lungs. Where did this intelligence come from? Did your father or your mother or your grandfather or great-grandfather tell you that in order to purify your blood, you need to bathe it in oxygen? Where did the intelligence come from? Where did this nizam and system come from inside? Outside, what is happening? You are breathing out carbon dioxide. This earth is moving, it is spinning 1,000 kilometers an hour. Moving outwards, 108,000 kilometers an hour. 108,000 kilometers an hour, the earth is moving. Spinning 1,000 kilometers an hour, there is a third movement. It is tilting on its axis, 23 degrees 5 minutes this way, 23 degrees 5 minutes that way. In that tilting, that third movement, what happens? The four seasons come into existence. The movement of the waves come into existence. The ripening of the fruit comes into existence. The variation of day and night comes into existence. And very, very importantly, in that third movement, the winds come into existence. The atmosphere comes into existence. If Allah didn't create this wind, then each time you breathe out, that poison that's coming out of you would get stuck in front of you. So you'll breathe out once, second time, third time, fourth time, fifth time, till eventually you will suffocate in your own breath. This third movement of the earth is what causes the wind to carry that carbon dioxide away from you to the leaves of the trees. So that each time you breathe in, you sigh, you pass out one breath, each breath is reminding you of the deen of Allah, of the favor of Allah. Now understand these verses of the Quran. Just that respiratory system, the sun is serving you, the moon is serving you, the leaves are serving you, the trees are serving you, the sand is serving you, the earth is serving you. Allah has subjugated everything for this insan. And this is just one ni'mat. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Allah says if you have to enumerate, if you have to count, if you have to contemplate, if you have to even reflect or ponder over the ni'mat of Allah, لَا تُحْصُوهَا, you will never do justice to it. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. Allah says this insan is very zalim, oppressive. Kafar, very, very ungrateful. One ni'mat of Allah. Just a few days ago, I went for an MRI scan. They said, keep your legs still. How long? 15, 20, 25 minutes? Then they gave me one pump. Because there couldn't be any magnets in the room. And they said, if you want anything, press this pump. So I pressed the thing. The nurse came. I said, listen, I can't keep this leg still anymore. I have to move. They said, if you move, you're going to start again. I said, I have to move. They said, no, please don't move. Just a few more minutes. Just this ability, what we call karwat badalna. Just to move. Move your hand, move your feet. For one day, just decide not to move and realize what a great favor of Allah this is upon. Just the ability to move. Allah says, one ni'mat ponder over. The ability to urinate. 5 or 6 billion insan on the earth. Each one got 2 kidneys. 10 billion, 12 billion kidneys. What's the size of a kidney? Size of a walnut. How many strainers does it have? 1 million strainers. 1 million holes Allah has kept in each kidney. Where is all this happening? From a drop of sperm in the womb of your mothers in 3 layers of darkness. Allah is Khaliq. Allah is Musawwir. Allah is badi'a. This is why Allama Iqbal used to say, rahimullah, apne man mein doob kar paaja suraghe zindagi. He used to say, look within yourself and recognize the greatness of Allah. That which Quran says, wa fi anfusikum afala tubsirun. Why don't you look within yourself? Recognize who is your Allah. Small walnut, 1 million holes. Who is seeing that they don't get blocked? 1 million holes in such a small space. 12 billion kidneys at any given time. Who is controlling them? And then to ensure that only the urine passes through and the beneficial stuff comes back. And what is even more astonishing, that kidney is not standing on its own, it's wrapped with a rope around it. Blood vessels. Blood vessels are wrapped around it. How long? 72 kilometers. 72 kilometer rope tied around an object the size of a walnut. In that object there are 1 million holes. Really, my respected brothers, ask yourself, which kidney specialist, urologist really knows what is going on? He'll never admit it. If he has to admit it, then how is he going to justify his bill? But logically, 72 kilometer rope around an object the size of a walnut with 1 million strainers. Which doctor can possibly know what is going on? One person, his urine got stopped. Allah protect us. Very, very painful it is. This person went to the doctor, old man, 70 years old. The doctor put a catheter or something, his urine came out. Doctor presented him with a bill, the old man started crying. He thought maybe he can't afford it. So he told him, all right, I'll halve the bill. I'll give you for free this time. The man said, I'm not crying because I can't afford to pay you. He says, why are you crying? He says, there was one zat and one being for 70 years he did this for me. Never once he asked me for payment. Today an insan has done it for me and already he wants payment. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا. What price tag are you going to put on the ni'mats of Allah? إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. Allah says this insan is very oppressive, very, very ungrateful. Quran is calling out to us, Ailahumma Allah, Ailahumma Allah, Ailahumma Allah. Is there another ilah besides your Allah? Where are you going? In which direction are you going? This ordinary Bedouin, ordinary Bedouin. Look at the manner in which he praises Allah. وَلَا تُوَارِي مِنْهُ السَّمَاءٌ سَمَاءً وَلَا أَرْضٌ أَرْضًا وَلَا بَحْرٌ مَا فِي قَعْرِ وَلَا جَبَلٌ مَا فِي وَعْرِ. Oh my Allah, you know what is in the depths of the oceans. You know what is underneath the mountains. اجعل خير عمري آخرة وخير عملي خواتيمة. He says, Ya Allah, make the best action of my life the last action. Make the best time of my life the last moments of my life. He says this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Abu Huraira that bring 2 coins of gold. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presents it to this Bedouin. And then he says to him, do you know why I am giving you this? He says, perhaps because we are related. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, no. Bi husni thana'ika ala Allah. Bi husni thana'ika ala Allah. Because of the beautiful manner in which you praise my Allah. Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam goes into wajd, listening to the praise of Allah. And this is what he does. What will Allah give? What will Allah give to the one who raises Allah's name? What will Allah give to the one who praises Allah? Who speaks of Allah's greatness? Who invites towards Allah's marifat? This is why Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, Am isliye nahi kehte hai ki Allah ki barai bayan karo, kyunki ye ek scheme hai, jiske zariye se ab logo ko chille aur teen chille ke liye tayar karenge. We are not saying to you, speak of Allah's greatness, because this is some scheme that the Tabligh Jamaat thought up to prepare people to go for 40 days and 4 months. ہم اس لئے کہتے ہیں کہ اللہ کی بڑائی بیان کرو کیونکہ اللہ کا حق ہے کہ اس کی ترانہ کیا جائے. مخلوق کا ذکر بیماری ہے,
خالق کا ذکر اس کے علاج ہے.
We are saying to you, speak of the greatness of Allah because it is the right of Allah. It is the right of Allah that His praises should be sung. To speak of the creation is a sickness. This personality, that person, that prime minister, that president, that party, this. People whose every day is in sharab, every night is in zina. People who are morally decrepit have become our idols. And we are following them, aping them, elevating them. Ulama say, to take the name of a fasiq, to take the name of a fasiq with azmat in the heart is such a guna which causes the arsh of Allah to shake in anger. Listen sometime to the conversation outside the masjid. This pop star, that music personality, people whose every day is in zina are being idolized. The nahusat and the curse of that guna is not even there. The recognition of it is not there. We have to give dawah to Allah's greatness. We have to speak so much about Allah, so much about Allah, so much about Allah. Everything around us, wallah, my respected brothers, is inviting us to recognize who is your Allah. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard, mathalu nurihi kamishkatin fiha misbah, al misbahu fi zujaja, al zujajatu kaannaha kawkabun durri, yuqadu min shajaratin mubarakatin zaytuna, la sharqiyya wala gharbiyya, yakadu zaytuha yudhi, walau lam tamsashu nar, nurun ala nur, nurun ala nur, yahdillah li nurihi man yasha. Allah is the nur, Allah is the effulgence, Allah is the illumination of the heavens and the earth. Everything around us is shining with the nur of Allah. Bring an eye, bring an eye, bring an eye that did not look at the daughters of others. Bring an ear that did not listen to haram music. Bring a heart that is not soaked and immersed in the love and lust and passion for this dunya. And wallah, my respected brothers, everything around you in that snow-capped mountain peak, in that lush green landscape, in that beautiful red rose, yellow carnation, dandelion, sunflower, in that cool breeze, in that beautiful fragrance that emanates from the flowers, in that chirping of the birds, in the song of the nightingale, in the beautiful manzar and scene of a stream cutting through a mountain, in the thunderous sound of the waterfall crushing onto the earth, in the fluidity of the movement of the cheetah as it runs across the field, observe the artistry, observe the perfection in its design to carry out its function, observe the fluidity of the movement of its limbs, of the clasping and the clenching of its muscles. Look at that falcon as it leaves the mountain peak, swooping down for its prey. Look at the manner in which its eyes are trained on that ripple in the stream. Look at the manner in which its beak is perfectly designed, in which its claws are clutched, enabling it to lift up its prey. It moves its wings. It defies the law of gravity and it rises up towards the atmosphere, in the blue yonder, in the twinkling of the stars, in the bolt of the lightning, in the clap of the thunder. My respected brothers, bring an eye that did not look at the daughters of others. Bring an ear that did not listen to haram music. Bring a heart that is not immersed in music. And in every one of these things, in every one of these things, you will hear La ilaha illallah. You will see La ilaha illallah. You will recognize the nuraniyat of Allah in the pitter patter of the rain droplet as it softly lands on the earth. You will hear La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Every one of these things is shouting out to you. Sanurihim ayatina fil afaqi wa fi anfusihim hatta yatabayyana lahum annahu alhaq. Dhalikumullahu rabbukumul haq. فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الضَّلَالِ. Allah says, we will show you our signs in the horizons, within yourselves, until it will become apparent that one haqiqi zat is one Allah only. Every one of these things, this is a fallacy, a lie, a treachery of the institutions of batil and the propaganda machinery of batil, that if you don't have a university degree, you are jahil, or you don't have a PhD, you are jahil. Wallah, my respected brothers, the most jahil, ignorant, backward nation of this world is that nation that is jahil of Allah. Jahalat is jahalat of Allah.
Jahalat is jahalat of Quran. Jahalat is jahalat of Jannat. Jahalat is jahalat of Jahannam. He who heard the azan. He who heard the azan. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. And that call did not cause him to come to the masjid. More jahil than him, there is no one. Jahalat is not in the ringing of the coins. Jahalat is when azan falls on deaf ears. And the ringing of the coin stops you from coming to the masjid. Such a medium Allah has given us. Salah. Qatada rahimahullah mentions the riwayat. ذُكِرَ لَنَا أَنَّ دَانِيَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ نَعَتَ أُمَّةَ مُحَمَّدْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. That Daniel alayhi salam, several thousand years before this ummah could come into existence, he praised the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said that Allah will give this ummah such a salah, such a salah, such a salah. لَوْ صَلَّاهَا قَوْمُ نُوحٍ مَا غُرِقُوا وَلَوْ صَلَّاهَا قَوْمُ عَاد مَا أُرْسِلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الرِّيحَ الْعَقِيمُ أو قَوْمُ ثَمُود مَا أَخَذَتْهُمُ السَّيْحَةِ. He said if the same salah had to be given to the ummah of Nuh alayhi salam, they would never have drowned. Or قَوْمِ عَاد أو قَوْمِ ثَمُود were given the same salah, that azab of Allah which befell those nations would never have befallen them if they were given the salah that the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam would be given. Such a salah. Allahu Akbar, and every boundary, every obstacle is removed. You are transported directly into the court of Allah. Yet what is the salah of the ummah today? Allah's Rasul said, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ يُسَلُّونَ وَلَا يُسَلُّونَ. He said, a time will come upon my ummah, they will be making salah, but they will not be making salah. He said, يُوشِكُ أَن تَدْخُلَ الْمَسْجِدَ الْجَامِعَ فَلَا يَرَى رَجُلًا خَاشِعًا. He said, you will enter Jami Masjid, thousands of musallis, not one person will have khushu in his salah. Like the poet says, تُصَلِّي بِلَا قَلْبٍ صَلَاةً يَسِيرُ الْفَتَى مُسْتَوْجِبًا لِلْعُقُوبَةِ تخاطبه إياك نعبد مقبلا على غيره فيها لغير ضرورة ولو رد من ناجاك للغير طرفه تميزت من غيظ عليه وغيرة ألا تستحي من مالك الملك ألا تستحي من مالك الملك وأن يرى سدودك عنه يا قليل المروة صلاة أقيمت يعلم الله أنها بفعلك هذا طاعة كالخطيئة. He says you are making salah but your heart is not there. You are making salah. Your mind is somewhere else. You are saying, Iyaka na'bud. Iyaka na'bud. Ya Allah, only worship you. Like Hasan Basri rahimahullah used to say, إِذَا قُمْتَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَانِتًا فَقُمْ كَمَا أَمَرَكَ اللَّهِ وَإِيَّاكَ وَالسَّهْوِ وَالْإِلْتِفَاتِ وَإِيَّاكَ أَنْ يَنْذُرَ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكَ وَتَنْذُرَ إِلَى غَيْرِهِ وَتَسَلُونَ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةِ وَتَعَوَّذُونَ بِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ وَقَلْبُكَ سَاهٍ لَا تَدْرِي مَا تَقُولُ بِلِسَانِكَ. He says, you are in salah. Beware. Allah is looking at you. You are looking somewhere else. You are saying, Ya Allah, give me Jannat. Save me from Jahannam. And your mind is in the shop. And your mind is with the wife. And your mind is everywhere else but in that salah. Ya Allah, give me Jannat. The tasawur of Jannat is not there. Ya Allah, save me from Jahannam. Do we know what is Jahannam? Wallah, my respected brothers, if the consciousness of akhirat was there, if the consciousness of one's sifat and attribute of Allah was there, then this would not be the type of salah this ummah is making. Wallah, I'll give one example. They say there was one person. He was deaf. His friend was sick. So he had to go visit his friend. Obviously, he's not going to hear the response his sick friend is going to make. So he postulates in his mind questions and supposed answers. First I'll ask him, how are you? My friend will say, I'm getting better. So I'll say, Alhamdulillah. Then I'll ask him, who is your doctor? He'll name some doctor. I can't hear him. I'm deaf. I'll say, very good doctor. Then I'll ask him, what medicine you're taking? He'll name some medicine. I'll say, very good medicine. Keep it up. Carry on taking it. So he goes, knocks on the door of his friend. Sick person. So a lot of visitors. He's tired. Irritated. Now he looks to the people. My deaf friend came. Gets more irritated. Because I'm going to say things. He's not even going to know what I'm saying. Now I must waste time with him. I want to sleep. But in any case, dictates a formality. Force him. He opens the door.
welcomes his friend inside. Straight away, friend tells him, how are you feeling? Now, obviously, he's irritated and he knows his friend can't understand him. So he says, I'm dying. The friend says, very good. Then he asks him, who's your doctor? So this man is more upset now. This man, I told him, I'm dying. He's saying, very good. So he said, my doctor is Malakul Maut, angel of death. He's a very good doctor. He must keep up his treatment. What medicine are you taking? So now he's even more irritated. This man is making baddua for me. So he says, I'm taking poison. He said, keep it up. There'll be a lot of effect in it. Ulama say, that is the salah this ummah is making today. Ala tastahi min malikil mul. Are you not embarrassed? Where are you standing? In whose court? Are you not embarrassed of Malikul Mulk? He's looking at you. And your heart is elsewhere. Salatan uqimat. Salatan uqimat. Ya'lamullahu annaha. Bifi'lika hadha ta'atun kal khati'ati. You think you are making ibadat. Allah protect us. Your ibadat has become a source of drawing Allah's azab. Why? Because that consciousness of salah is not there. Sufyan Thawri rahimullah used to say, "Man lam yakhsha fasadat salatu." He who does not have khushu in his salah is fasid. Hasan Basri rahimullah used to say, "Kullu salatin la yahduru fiha al-qalb fahiya ila al-uqubati asra." Every salah in which your heart is not present will take you closer to the azab of Allah. Allah protect us. Muaz bin Jabal radiyallahu anhu, that sahabi who will rise up with the flag of the ulama of the ummah in his hand, what does he say? Man arafa, man ala yaminihi, wa man ala shimalihi, wa huwa fi salatihi muta'ammidan fala salata lahu. He says, if you are conscious of who is on your right and who is on your left and you are in salah, what does Muaz bin Jabal says? Fala salata lahu, this is not salah. We have to make mashk of this salah. And that can't happen in our shops and our businesses. A lot of times people say, what's this? Jamaat, kalima namaz, kalima namaz, kalima namaz. Can't they find some complex solution? Some intellectual solution? There's no intellectual or complex solution. The Qawm of Musa alayhi salam was told, ij'alu buyutakum qiblatan wa aqimus salah. Iman salah, iman salah. Such a salah this ummah was given. Wallah, no azab can befall this ummah if this salah was being carried out correctly. This is that salah that will change the nizam of the alam. This quality has come out. When he needs salah, wa'mur ahlaka bis salati, wastabir alayha. Huzur-e Pak Salaam is commanded, command your family with salah. And you yourself remain firm. La nas'aluka rizqa. We are not asking you to provide. Nahnu narzuquk. We will provide. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned around after salah. Ma balu aqwamin yutla alayhim kitabullah. Fala yadruna ma yutrak. Ma yutla mimma yutrak. Hakada ukhrijat. Azamatullahi min qulubi bani Israel. Shahidat abdanuhum. Wa ghabat qulubuhum. وَلَا يَقْبَلُ اللَّهُ مِنْ عَبْدٍ عَمَلًا حَتَّى يَشْهَدَ بِقَلْبِهِ مَعَ بَدَنِهِ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. What is the mafum of this hadith? A lot of times we ask, no khushu and khuzu in salah, no concentration in salah. What does Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم say? The Bani Israel also, khushu and khuzu was taken away from their salah. When? When Allah's azmat came out of the hearts. When Allah's azmat came out of the heart, that we take the name of Allah and we don't know who is Allah. The recognition of Allah, the marifat of Allah. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. What is the sign of iman? When Allah's name is taken, this heart trembles. To get up in the dead of night, knock at the door of Allah, cry before Allah. Such a salah. We are looking for solution to our problems. Allah has given us a solution. Kalima namaz. This ummah must come onto that recognition of Allah. Come onto that salah that is matloob. What was the night of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What was the night of Sahaba-e-Kiram?
كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا والذين يبيتون لربهم سجدا وقياما. قم الله commands نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قم الليل إلا قليلا. أقم الصلاة أقم الصلاة.
Asr is mentioned, Dawud al-Islam used to say that Allah says that the one who says, I love Allah, the one who says, I love Allah, and some section of the night is not spent on the musalla, he is a liar in his claim.
كَذَبَ مَنِ الدَّعَى مَحَبَّتِي كَذَبَ مَنِ الدَّعَى مَحَبَّتِي فَإِذَا جَنَّهُ اللَّيْلِ نَامَ عَنِّي.
The fire of Allah's ish, the fire of Allah's muhabbat will compel one to get up in the dead of night and cry before Allah. This is why our elders say the greatest adab, the greatest adab, the greatest adab, the greatest etiquette of this work of da'wat and tabligh is tahajjud salah.
The need is there. Kaam karne wale bohot hai, rone wale nahi hai bhai.
There's plenty doing the work. We need people to cry before Allah. Knock at the door. Allah is waiting.
مَا مِن لَيْلَةٍ يَخْتَلِتُ ظَلَامُهَا إِلَّا نَادَ الْجَلِيلُ جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ مَنْ أَعْظَمُ مِنِّي جُودًا وَكَرَمًا الْخَلَائِقُ لِي عَاسُونَ وَأَنَا أَكْلَأُهُمْ فِي مَضَاجِعِهِمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ لَمْ يَعْسُونِي.
Fuzail bin Ayaz rahimullah used to say, whenever the curtain of the night descends, Allah calls out. Allah calls out. Allah calls out, مَنْ أَعْظَمُ مِنِّي جُودًا وَكَرَمًا. Who is more generous? Who is more kind than your Allah?
الْخَلَائِقُ لِي عَاسُونَ. The whole day you disobeyed me. وَأَكْلَأُهُمْ فِي مَضَاجِعِهِمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ لَمْ يَعْسُونِي.
Yet I give you sleep in your warm bed as if you did not disobey me.
مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي دَعَانِي فَلَمْ أُلَبِّهِ مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي قَرَعَ عَلَى بَابِي فَلَمْ أَفْتَحْلَى.
Who is there that knocked at the door of Allah and the door was not open for him?
Who is there that called out to Allah and Allah did not respond? Allah is waiting. Knock the door of Allah. Turn towards Allah.
مَنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ تَلَقَّيْتُهُ مِنْ بَعِيدٍ.
Ajib. Hadith Qudsi.
Allah is free of coming and going. Allah is free of shape and form. These are things which are linked to the creation of Allah. Allah is above all this. This is imagery, just to give us an idea of kamal-e-qurb. What is the literal translation of this? Allah says, مَنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ تَلَقَّيْتُهُ مِنْ بَعِيدٍ.
A lot of Arabs amongst us, ask them what this, what is the imagery contained in this?
مَنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ تَلَقَّيْتُهُ مِنْ بَعِيدٍ.
As if you are very far away and somebody just gets up, your friend just gets up to come towards you. What do? You leave your place and you come running towards him.
Allah says, the one who just gets up to come towards me, I come running towards him.
Such is the love of Allah.
For the tahajjud guzar? For the roze dar? For the shab dar?
No! The greatest sinner whose entire life is spent in masiyat. He reaches old age, his back is bent over. He can't even walk now. He's finished. He's reached the end of his life. His dastan, his legacy of disobedience is a mile long. And in that weakness, in that old age, he decides to take one step towards Allah. Allah says, I come running towards him.
The greatest sinner in the dead of the night says, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Immediately Allah responds, Labbaik, 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 Labbaik. Oh my slave, I am present. What is it that you want?
We will get tired of asking. Allah will not get tired of listening.
That mother who you made angry. How much you have to do to make her happy?
Allah loves us more than our mothers.
Just one time.
Look at the hadith. لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء. لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء. Allah says if one person sins and sins and sins and sins, he blackens the whole earth. Till his sins reach right up till the heavens. It is not possible for one person to sin so much. But if one person sins to that extent that the whole earth is full with his sins, ثُمَّ اسْتَغْفَرْتَنِي, then one time, he says, oh my Allah, forgive me. غَفَرْتُ لَكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. Allah says, I will wipe away all your sins and it will not matter to me how much you have sinned. كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. What is the literal translation of this? Allah has made it compulsory upon himself. There's no question of anything being compulsory on Allah. But that's a literal translation. Allah has written upon himself what? Allah could have said azab. No! Rahma, mercy. How much dushmani, how much longer are we going to make dushmani with such an Allah? How much longer are we going to turn our backs on such an Allah? Allah is waiting. Allah's Jannat is waiting. Such a Jannat. He said the lowest Jannati. This word low, to use it for Jannati is not appropriate. But this is the translation of the riwayat. Inna adna ahlil Jannah. The lowest Jannati will be somebody from the Juhayna tribe. Imagine millions and millions and millions of years in Jahannam. The last person to come out of Jahannam. Normally when some dignitary is coming, what they do? They put red carpet. How long red carpet? 10 meters, 15 meters. They will put red carpet. The Malaika will roll out red carpet for the lowest Jannati. How long red carpet? 40 years long. 40 years long will be the carpet for the istiqbal of the lowest Jannati. He'll be flanked on either side by his servants. 80,000 servants. And what will they be saying? Ama ana li sayyidina an nazurahu. They will say, Oh, our master, where were you? We were waiting for you. What took you so long? He said, make shukr, I came. All the black serpents of Jahannam. Now he's seeing this beautiful young servant. This word, make shukr, I came, is not there in the riwayat. This is just the underlying meaning that is found there. Then the dastarkhan will be laid out for him. On this dastarkhan, there will be 80,000 different types of food. This is the lowest level of Jannat. Lowest level of Jannat. 80,000 different types of food. Not like the food of dunya. Food of dunya, what they do? They start with starters. Give you some soji. Or gajar halwa. Then they bring biryani. One plate biryani. Hot, piping, very nice. Eat one plate. Then they bring another plate. Maybe if you got a big appetite, you'll eat that one too. Then third plate, what happens? Now you're looking for Eno, looking for medicine for indigestion, getting heartburn. Then you say, I don't want to look at the food. Normally, how much can a person eat? You get exceptions. You say there was one person, he was traveling. So he stopped by one town. So one person saw, he was a generous person. Pardesi is a stranger. He called him home. Told him, sit down, bye. Made him sit in the dastarkhan, went and fetched the hot curry, left in front of him, went to fetch the roti. By the time he came back with the roti, the curry was finished. So he left the roti and went to fetch some more curry. By the time he came back with the roti was finished. So this carried on up and down. Every time he brings roti, the curry is finished. Every time he brings roti, goes back to fetch some more curry, the roti is finished. All his food got finished too. Up, down, up, down, up, down, like you're making tawaf. Safa Marwa. Eventually, this person finally got satisfied. Now his host is thinking in his heart, what musibat I brought on myself? Why didn't I just leave this person alone? Why had to call him to my house? Today I have to go hungry. They tell him, bye, but in any case, starts a conversation with him. Bye, where are you going? He says, I'm going to a certain town. Why are you going? He says, no, there's a doctor over there. And I've got an illness. He specializes in his treatment.
So he says, what is your illness? What is your problem? So he says, I suffer from lack of appetite. So he said, do me one favor. Next time on your return journey, please don't pass my town. Use some other road. But normally, how much can a person eat? One plate, two plates, three plates? Then you don't want to look at the food also. But what is the food of Jannah? The food of Jannah. 80,000 different types of food. Yet it comes in the riwayat, يَجِدُ فِي آخِرِ لُقْمَةٍ مِّنْهَا لَذَّةً لَمْ يَجِدْ قَبْلَهَا. You will experience in the 80th thousandth morsel that lazzat and that ecstasy which he did not experience before that. It will get better and better and better and better and better. Such a jannah Allah has prepared. Obviously, he's come, eat, it doesn't stop there. After he eats, the veil will be removed and he will look up. But his wife from Jannah, women of such indescribable beauty, when he sees the hoor of Jannah for the first time, these are women, لَوْ دُعِيَ بِكَلَامِهَا مَيَّةٌ لَأَجَابٌ. If a dead man had to hear her voice, he will come to life. لَوْ مُزِجَ بِرِيقِهَا أُجَاجٌ لَطَابٌ. If a spit had to go into the oceans, it will turn sweeter than honey. إِنْ أَقْبَلَتْ أَوْ أَدْبَرَتْ هِيَ مُقْبِلَةٌ. Whether she's walking towards you or she's walking away from you, she'll still be looking at you. She will never look away. In each sway of her hip, in each sway of her hip, there will be 100,000 suggestions and invitations towards ecstasy. She will have on 100 garments. It comes in the riwayat. The weight of the 100 garments is such that you will be able to lift it on the joint of your smallest finger. And through the 100 garments, you will see the reflection of your face on the chest of this woman. The mind cannot imagine. It is said the first gaze, this Jannati, will look at her. Who are you? Who are you? What will she say? Have you not heard? Have you not heard? My Allah says, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَّا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. First she will say, I am your wife. He will say, I don't even know about you. She will say, did you not hear Allah says in the Quran, no soul knows what we have kept for them, things which will cool their eyes, a return for their amal. She also probably will say, where were you so long? I was waiting for so long. Black serpents, black snakes of Jahannam. Now the hoor in front of him, obviously he's shocked. He'll stare at her. Comes in one riwayat, 40 years he'll stare at her. One of our elders mentioned this in one bayan. He said one elderly man came to him afterwards. He said, Moli sahab, dekhne ke baad kuch hoga? What, it'll only be looking, anything else will happen. So he said, bhai, 4 months laga do, fir dekh lenge. He said, go for 4 months in the bath, then you'll find out what will happen after that. Like Mawlana Umar sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, always used to say, we can go on telling about Jannat, but how are you going to reach Jannat? What is the road? It is said, the passport to Jannat. What is the passport to Jannat? Passport also is not sufficient. You need visa. Passport to Jannat is La ilaha illallah. What is the visa? What is the visa for Jannat? Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لو استفتحوني كل باب وجاؤوني من كل طريق لا أفتح عليهم إلا أن يدخلوا وراءك يا حبيبي يا محمدا. If they open every door and they come on every road, we will never allow them entrance into our court
except that they do not come upon your road, O my beloved, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Passport to Jannat is la ilaha illallah. Visa for Jannat. Nowadays you go to these European countries, you see the guy, he's got a European or an American passport, he puts his chest out, walks up to the immigration officer, bangs it on the desk, as if challenging him, I've got an American passport, European passport, what are you going to do? That poor Pakistani or Bengali, his peshab is coming out, he's sweating already, perspiring. He's worried what's going to happen. My respected brothers, a day is coming. A day is coming. A day is coming. Whether you are black, whether you are white, will count for nothing. Whether you are rich, whether you are poor, will count for nothing. Whether you are American, Australian, European, Chinese, African, whatever you are, will count for nothing. What race, what creed, what nationality, what color you are, will count for nothing. How big your bank balance was, will count for nothing. Which era or period you lived in, will count for nothing. There will only be one criteria, one criteria, one criteria. How close did you come to the mold of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That will be the only criteria. Sibghat Allah. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ سِبْغَةً. Color yourself. Mold yourself in the color of Allah. Which color, which mold can be better than the color of Allah? Mufassirin say, what is the color of Allah? What is the way of life that Allah wants? Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ki Muhammad se wafatune. Ki Muhammad se wafatune. To hum tere hai. Ye jahan cheez hai kya. Lo kalam tere hai. Like the poet says, make the wafadari of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Show your allegiance to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah will become yours. Allah will become yours. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Tell them, say unto them, if you love Allah, follow me. Follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah will love you and Allah will forgive your sins. Ki Muhammad se wafatune to hum tere hai. Ye jaha cheez hai kya. Lo kalam tere. What is this world? Allah will give you the pen of taqdeer. Write your own taqdeer. Write your own taqdeer. But what is the condition? What is the criteria? The wafadari of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such a Nabi. Such a Nabi this ummat was given. Look at the manner in which Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu describes the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa ahsana minka lam taraqat tu'ini wa ajmala minka lam talid an-nisa'u khuliqta mubarra'an min kulli 'aybi ka'annaka qad khuliqta kama tasha'u. He says, more magnificent than you my eyes have never seen. More beautiful than you, no woman has ever given birth to a child. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِّن كُلِّ عَيْبِ. You have been created free from every blemish. It appears to me, look at the imagery, look at the takhayyul, look at the imaginative suggestion contained in this expression. كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. He says, my Nabi, it appears to me as if you told Allah how to create you, and on your desire Allah created. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, مَا رَأَيْتُ شَيْئًا أَحْسَنَ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم كَأَنَّ الشَّمْسَ تَجْرِي فِي وَجِهِ وَإِذَا ضَحِكَ يَتَلَأْلَوْ فِي الْجُدُرِ. He says, I have never seen anything more beautiful than Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. It was as if the sun rose on his face. وَإِذَا ضَحِكَ يَتَلَأْلَوْ فِي الْجُدُرِ. He says, when my Nabi smiled, you could see the noor of his smile on the wall in front of him. Anas radiallahu anhu says, مَا شَمَمْتُ عَمْبَرًا وَلَا مِسْكًا وَلَا شَيْئًا أَحْسَنَ مِنْ رِيحِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says, I have never smelled any amber or any musk or any perfume more beautiful than the natural fragrance that would come from the body of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. If Sahaba used to say, if he passed his hand over the head of a child for the rest of the day, that child could be recognized and distinguished from the other children because of the beautiful fragrance coming from it. If they shook the hand of the Nabi, then for the rest of the day, their hands would have that beautiful fragrance that would come from naturally from the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once he is making qailullah in the home of Umme Sulaim radiallahu anha, the mother of Anas radiallahu anhu, he's making siesta qailullah. It is humid, hot. Perspiration is falling from him. What does she do? She puts a container underneath the bed. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wakes up, he says, what are you doing, Umme Sulaim? She says, Ya Rasulullah, I am collecting your perspiration. I am collecting your فَنَجْعَلُهُ فِي طِيبِنَا فَنَجْعَلُهُ فِي طِيبِنَا. And what does she say? She says, I use this to make my perfume fragrant. I add it to my perfume. Jabir radiallahu anhu says that مَسَّ خَدَّهُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَوَجَدْتُ لِيَدِهِ بُرْدًا وَرِيحًا كَأَنَّمَا أَخْرَجَهُ مِنْ جُونَةِ عَطَّارِ. Jabir says, my Nabi passed his hand over my cheek. I felt the coolness. I felt the beautiful fragrance as if my Nabi had taken his hand out of a bottle of perfume. Jabir bin Samurah radiallahu anhu says, كُنْتُ فِي لَيْلَةِ أَضْحِيَانِ. It was a 14 full moon night. My Nabi was lying with his head on my lap. I looked at the moon. I looked at his face. I looked at the moon. I looked at his face. I looked at the moon. I looked at his face. By the qasam of my Allah, the beauty, effulgence and nur of his face was greater than the moon. Ali radiallahu anhu says, مَنْ رَآهُ بَدِيهَةً هَابَهُ وَمَنْ خَالَتَهُ مَعْرِفَةً أَحَبَّهُ يَقُولُ نَاعِتُهُ لَمْ أَرَ قَبْلَهُ وَلَا بَعْدَهُ مِثْلَهُ. Ali radiallahu anhu used to say that if all of a sudden you came upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would be overawed. Then when you interacted with him, automatically you would love him. And the one who describes him would say, before this and after this, I have never seen anything as beautiful as Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such beauty Allah gave him. Aisha radiallahu anha, on one occasion she is cleaning some vegetables. It is dusk. It is dusk. Her needle falls on the ground. Allah's Rasul enters the house. It was his Mubarak habit that he would smile. When he smiles, Aisha was looking for a needle. She was looking for a needle when he smiled. The noor of his smile made her needle visible for her. She relates this to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What does he say? Aisha, 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 halakat and destruction to that ummati of mine who is deprived of looking at me on the day of judgment. Once Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sitting with Aisha, it is dusk. She is busy doing something. Allah's Rasul was looking down. He was perspiring. Beads of perspiration were going down his forehead. All of a sudden he realizes that Aisha has stopped doing what she was doing. So he looks up. When he looks up, he sees Aisha is staring, transfixed at the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, Aisha, he used to call her with an affectionate term, Ya Humaira. Ya Humaira. Aisha, what has happened? She says, today I have understood. Allah had given her great intelligence. She was a poetess by her own standing. In fact, it is said the greatest number of ahadith narrated by any sahabi was Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, 5,374 ahadith. The second highest narrator of hadith was Aisha Ummul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu. More than 2,200 ahadith are narrated by Aisha radiallahu anhu. She looks up, she's staring transfixed. She says, today I understood the expression of Abu al-Kabira Huzali, referring to a poet of the past when he, in describing his mashuka, he was lying. But he used language that was an exaggeration. What did he say? وَإِذَا نَذَرْتُ إِلَىٰ أَسِرَّةِ وَجِهِ بَرِقَتْ كَبَرْقِ الْعَارِضِ الْمُتَهَلِّلِ. He describes a black, pitch black night. All of a sudden there's an electric storm. Beautiful. The whole horizon lights up with light shooting across it. She says, today I understood that expression. When I saw the beads of perspiration running down your forehead, it was like the noor that lit up the entire night. Such a face, just the face. Ulama say amongst the myriad. Amongst the myriad miracles, mu'jizat, that Allah Ta'ala gave Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they say his Mubarak face was a miracle. That anyone who would sidq, with truthfulness, would look at his face, immediately will understand that this is the face of a Nabi. When the night of his birth takes place, it is said the next morning, there is one Jew, like a madman is running around Medina, running around Makkah. Was a child born last night? Was a child born last night? Was a child born last night? They said, yes. Was it male? Yes. Is his father alive? Yes. No, I'm not talking about that child. Tell me if there was a male child born last night whose father is not alive. They said, yes, the grandson of Abdul Muttalib was born last night. He says, take me to him, take me to him, take me to him. When the newborn Muhammad, newborn, just a few hours old, is brought in front of this Jew. Just one look at his face, one look at his Mubarak face, and immediately this Jew says, "Waylun li bani Israel. وَيْلٌ لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ لَقَدْ خَرَجَتِ النُّبُوَّةُ مِنْهَا وَرُحْتُمْ بِهَا يَا مَعْشَرَ قُرَيْشٍ وَاللَّهِ لَيَسْتُوَنَّ بِكُمْ سَتْوَةً يَظْهَرُ أَمْرُهَا فِي الشَّرْقِ وَالْغَرْبِ هَلَاكَتْ destruction to the Bani Israel. Nubuwat has left you forever. Wallah, Allah's qasam, the nur and the light of this child will light up the east and the west, will light up the entire world. Sir, just his Mubarak face. It is said when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrat to Medina Munawwara, he was going to give his first public address. Irtajjan nas, the whole Medina's curiosity was piqued. Believers, non-believers, all gathered. There was one scholar in Medina, Abdullah bin Salam, a Jewish scholar. He says, I heard that the one claiming to be the final Nabi is going to deliver his first khutbah. I also went. He says, as I went closer, فَلَمَّا نَذَرْتُ إِلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ, when my gaze fell upon the face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, تَبَيَّنْتُ مِرَ دِلْ نَ يَقِينَ كَرْ لِيَا أَنَّ وَجْهَهُ لَيْسَ بِوَجْهِ كَذَّابِ. Immediately my heart told me, this is not the face of a liar, this is the face of a Nabi. His Mubarak face, such was the beauty, such was the effulgence, such was the light. What praise, or justice to his praise, are you and I going to do? When Allah himself, in his Quran, makes Nadkhani of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Taha, ma anzalna alayka al-Quran litashqa. Noon, wal qalam, wa ma yasturun, ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnoon, wa inna laka la ajran ghayra mamnoon, wa innaka la ala khuluqin azeem. Wa dduha, wal layli idha saja, ma wadda'aka rabbuka wa ma qala, wa lal akhiratu khayrun laka min al ula, wa la sawfa yu'tika rabbuka fatarda, wal najmi idha hawa, ma dalla sahibukum wa ma ghawa, wa ma yantiqu anil hawa, in huwa illa wahyu yuha. علمه شديد القوى ذو مرة فاستوى وهو بالأفق الأعلى ثم دنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى فأوحى إلى عبده ما أوحى تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي ياسين والقرآن الحكيم إنك لمن المرسلين إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا يا أيها المزمل يا أيها المدثر إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر وإنك لعلى هدى المستقيم وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. Verse upon verse, فلا أقسم بما تبصرون وما لا تبصرون إنه لقول رسول كريم وما هو بقول شاعر قليلا ما تؤمنون ولا بقول كاهن قليلا ما تذكرون تنزيل من رب العالمين. محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم. Allah makes Nadkhani of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What justice can you and I ever do? Such a Nabi this ummat was given. Wad duha. Literally translated by the qasam and the rise of the rising day, of the daybreak. Wal-layli idha saja, by the oath of the night as its darkness envelopes. There's another tafsir of this, not ordinary mufassir. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahimahullah, in his tafsir al-Kabir, he gives three meanings. Wad duha, by the qasam of the rising sun. Wad duha, by the qasam, or by the light of the knowledge of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wal layli idha saja, by the oath of the night as his darkness envelops. Wal layli idha saja, by the oath of the cloak of Sattari, of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by which he will conceal the gunas of his ummah. Third tafsir, wad duha, tere roshan chehre ki qasam. By the qasam of the shining face of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wallayli idha saja, tere kale zulfe ki qasam. By the qasam of the zulfa of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ma wadda'aka rabbuka wa ma qala. Your Rabb has not forsaken you. Your Rabb is not angry with you. Walal akhiratu khayrun laka min al-ula. Akhirat will be better for you. Wala sawfa yu'tika rabbuka fatarda. Fatarda. Very soon your Rabb will give you so much, so that you will become happy with Allah. You will become happy with Allah. Such a Nabi the Summat was given. And yet a Dastan, a legacy of Qurbani and sacrifice, the like of which has never been seen. Everything, everything placed on the mantle of Qurbani and sacrifice for the Summat. His daughters were given talaq. He tied stones to his stomach as a result of hunger. Pelted 3 miles in Taif. Today this ummah says, I am Ashik Rasul. I am a lover of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What have you understood? What is ish? Where is the identity of this ummah today with the Qurbani and sacrifice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Sahaba understood what was ish. In Uhud there was pandemonium, confusion. The false rumor was spread. The na'uzu billah Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is shaheed. Sahaba scattered. They didn't know what to do. Few companions remain. And a legacy of muhabbat was written till qiyamah. Umar radiallahu anhu, Ali radiallahu anhu, Sahal bin Hunayf radiallahu anhu, Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu anhu, Ka'b bin Ajwar radiallahu anhu, Abu Dujana radiallahu anhu, Qadada bin Nu'man radiyallahu anhu, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Amr bin As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdurrahman bin Auf radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, just few, 16 or 17 sahaba. Amongst them was a woman, Ummi Ammara, amongst the first two women of the Ansar Medina that took oath in Mina, in Aqaba. Her two sons, Abdullah and Habib, what does she say to them? She says, oh my sons, if one hair on the body of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is harmed, tomorrow on the day of judgment, the milk which I breastfed you in Allah's court, I will make it haram for you. This was ishq and muhabbat. Those were the mothers of that time. What are the mothers of today? What sunnah have we instilled in our children? What love for sunnah. My milk is haram upon you. My Nabi, not one hair must be harmed on his body. 1,000 of the kuffar were determined, this is the chance now, na'uzu billah, to finish off Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Arrows raining down upon him. Qatada bin Nu'man uses his body as a human shield. One arrow enters his eye. The entire eye socket is penetrated. His eyeball comes like sludge in his hand. He turns around. Tears are falling from the other eye. He turns around. He faces Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes that mutilated eyeball in his hand, places it back in the socket, and says, Allahumma ja'alha ahsana aynay. The son of Qatada bin Nu'man, he would say, أنا ابن الذي سالت على الخد عينه فردت بكف المصطفى أحسن الرد فعادت كما كانت لأول مرة فيا حسن ما عيني ويا حسن ما كفي. He used to say, I am the son of the one whose eyeball rolled down his cheeks. It was returned back to its position by the hand of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It became better. It became better than the first eye. What a beautiful eye. What a beautiful hand that placed it. Arrows raining down. Human shield was formed around Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The kuffar, they tried everything at that juncture. These group of true companions, they rewrote history. They became the misdaq of that poem which Abu Talib, In the valley of Abu Talib, when the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was boycotted, they told Abu Talib, "We will no longer accept your protection." At that time, he recited a poem, what is called Qasida Lamia, 90 verses. Few of those verses: "Kadhabtum wa baytillahi nubza Muhammada, walamma nuta'inu dunahu wa nunadili, wa nuslimuhu hatta nusarra hawlahu, wa nudhala an abna'ina wal halaili, wa abyada yustasqa al ghamamu bi wajhihi, thumalul yatama ismatun lil aramili." What is the crux of it? He says, you want to get to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first you will have to form a mountain of our corpses. You will have to form a mountain of our corpses before you reach Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The truth of that, of this expression, was not seen that time. It was seen in Uhud, where Sahaba, these few that remain, said, you have to walk over our corpses if you want to touch Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was a shield in front of him. Finally, Utbah bin Abi Waqqas picks up a huge rock. He flings it. Before this, Abdullah bin Qamiya manages to break through, takes his sword and brings it crashing down on the shoulder of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Khudha wa ana ibn Qamiya. Such is the force by which he brings it that the blood is spurting from the shoulder of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This deen is not cheap, my respected. That blood, wallah, is one drop of it is more valuable than all our lives put together. Allah tolerated that Mubarak blood should spill for the sake of this deed, for the hidayat of humanity. What taklif, what hardship didn't Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam undergo? Utbah bin Abi Waqqas, over this human shield, he flings a huge rock. It comes crushing down onto the face of Rasulullah. Allah's Rasulullah falls onto the ground. His face full of blood. His face full of sand. Which face? Which face? That face which Allah takes qasam in the Quran. Wa duha. Tere roshan chehre ki qasam. Wa layli idha saja. Tere kale zulfe ki qasam. That same zulfa is full of blood. It's full of sand for the sake of this deen. For the sake of this deen. For the sake of this ummah. For one person to be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannah. The temple of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is penetrated by his helmet. Pieces of metal get lodged in his temple. When it comes to time to remove this, Abu Bakr goes forward. They didn't have instruments that use their teeth. When Abu Bakr goes forward, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu says, "Oh Abu Bakr, in everything else you went forward, give me the opportunity." They both were from the Banu Taim tribe. So because of that relation, Abu Bakr gives him the chance. Each time he removes one fragment of metal, one tooth becomes shaheed. One tooth from the top breaks, then the next tooth breaks, then one tooth from the bottom, then the next tooth breaks. What we call in Arabic, ahtam. Somebody who has lost the tooth on the two teeth on the top, two teeth in the bottom. Those who are familiar with dentistry, when that happens, then the entire jaw sags and the person's face becomes disfigured. Yet Sahaba say, after this happened to Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah, his face became even more beautiful. Miraculously, his face became even more beautiful. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Talha picks him up, runs with him. An entire avalanche comes towards him. Talha puts him down, turns around, repels them. When he comes back, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, "Oh Jabba Talha, Talha Jannat is wajib for you." Fix him up again, runs with him. Again an avalanche, again he repels it. "Oh Jabba Talha," third time, "Oh Jabba Talha, Talha Jannat is wajib, Talha Jannat is wajib, Talha Jannat is wajib." Where is that ishq and muhabbat today? Where is the ta'alluq with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam today? Where is that fida of Allah and his Rasulullah today? Finally, they reach a mountain. They carry the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam up the face of the mountain, place him in a cave where he can get a little bit of refuge. As he's leaning against the rock of the rock recognizes this is the Nabi of Allah, and he turns softer than a cushion. This deen is not cheap. This deen reached us with great qurbani and sacrifice. 70 of the Ansar of Medina. Had become shaheed. The beloved uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib, his body had been mutilated. Such was the mountain of torment that had been heaped upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. That sahaba in one voice, they turned to him and they said, Ya Rasulullah, ud'u Allah alayhim. O Nabi of Allah, make baddua for them. O Nabi of Allah, make baddua for them. Imagine, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, shaheed. Homes of Ansar broken. The Nabi of Allah, his face full of blood. His hair full of blood. His shoulder injured. This was such a condition, such a critical time. Udu Allah alayhim. Make baddua for them. Umar is that personality. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Law kana ba'di nabiyun lakana Umar. If there to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. Umar says, if my Nabi at that time had made baddua, lahalakna min indi akhirina, by the qasam of my Allah, Allah would have wiped the whole earth. Allah would have wiped the earth of insan. Such was the hurt and pain of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, ud'u Allah alayhim. Make baddua. What is his reaction? What does he do? He turns to sahaba with tears in his eyes. Ama inni lam ub'ath la'anan. Ama inni lam ub'ath la'anan. Allah has not sent me as one who will curse humanity. Allah has not sent me as one who will curse humanity. Innama bu'istu da'iyan wa rahmatan. Innama bu'istu da'iyan wa rahmatan. Allah has sent me as a da'i, as an inviter, as a muballigh, and Allah has sent me as a mercy to humanity. And instead of baddua, Allahumma hdi qawmi. Allahumma hdi qawmi. Fa innahum la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, give my ummah hidayat. Oh Allah, give the same ones who had persecuted him. The same ones who had hurt him and his sahaba. Allahumma hdi qawmi. Oh Allah, give them hidayat. فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, because they do not know what they are doing. It was well known among Sahaba-i-Kiram that the architect of the desecration of Uhud was none other than Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He had noticed the unguarded mountain pass formed the flank movement that led to the carnage of Uhud. Imagine what must have been the jazba of and zeal of revenge. Logically, what should it have been against Khalid bin Walid? That the entire destruction and desecration of Uhud was because of him. Yet few years later, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes for Umratul Qadha, Khalid bin Walid, hearing that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is coming, he leaves Makkah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes Umrah. He meets the brother of Khalid bin Walid, Walid bin Walid. And he says to him, what does he say to him? He says to him, tell Khalid that it surprises me that someone of his intelligence should be deprived of Islam. Tell him to come to us and see how we will honor him. Saying this, he returns. Khalid bin Walid, when he returns back to Makkah, his brother delivers the message. The seed was already there, now it becomes strong. Finally, in his heart he accepts Islam. Now he begins the journey of hijrat. From Medina Munawwara, from Makkah Mukarrama towards Medina. He is going to accept Islam. With every passing day, Khalid is visualizing in his mind's eye the slaughtered bodies of Sahaba of Uhud. He's visualizing in his mind's eye, I'm going to a city. How many widows, how many orphans because of me? What must be their hatred? What will be their reaction towards me? Khalid says the trepidation was increasing, the wasawis were coming. Until finally the day dawns for him to enter Medina Munawwara. When he enters Medina Munawwara, to his utter consternation, to his utter shock, to his utter surprise, the doors of the homes of Medina are flung open. And from every direction, men, women and children come running towards him. Their faces shining, their faces beaming, they are smiling happily. Marhaba ya Khalid, marhaba ya Khalid, marhaba ya Khalid, welcome O Khalid, welcome O Khalid, welcome O Khalid. Zuban-e-haal ke tor par, it was as if the women, the widows of Medina were saying, Khalid, because of you I lost my husband. Because of you my home was broken. Because of you my children were made orphans. Khalid, I am prepared to bear that loss, but that you should go to Jahannam, that loss I am not prepared to. The little yatim children of Medina were saying, Khalid, I lost the shadow of my father because of you. My home was broken because of you. That loss I'll bear, but that you should go to Jahannam, that loss I will not. This was the type of Qurbani that was given. Women were made widows. Children were made orphans. The homes of Medina were broken. No stone left unturned. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, by his own example, he put Sahaba onto Qurbani, and then Qurbani, and then Qurbani. No jazba of revenge. No jazba of asabiyat, of anything else. One jazba, one zeal in the heart. Ya Allah, hidayat, hidayat, hidayat. Laqad ja'akum rasulun min anfusikum. Azizun alayhima anittum. Harisun alaykum. Bil mu'minina raufur rahim. Allah says, a Nabi has come from amongst you. Whatever hurts you, hurts your Nabi. He is haris, avaricious. Alaykum ay ala hidayatikum, for your hidayat. Bil mu'minina raufur rahim. This jazba, this zeal, he put Sahaba onto Qurbani, and then more Qurbani, and then more Qurbani. No one was kept back. Amongst the galaxy of Sahaba, it is said, Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, who has that distinction that no other Sahabi had. You will not find this expression, this direct address to any Sahabi, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed Muaz bin Jabal. Wallahi inni uhibbuk. By the qasam of Allah, Muaz, I love you. Yet 6 months before his demise, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam sends Muaz to Yemen. He could have kept him back for 6 months more. Such love he had for him, that as he is sending the Sahabi, sometimes when you see somebody off, you go to the door, go to the car. Allah's Rasul was making al-wida with one sahabi. He holds the reins of the camel of Muaz, making al-wida with him. How long? Right up to Juruf. 7 kilometers. 7 kilometers bidding farewell to one sahabi. Finally, when he reaches Juruf, what does he say to him? Ya Muaz, Asa Allah talqani ba'da ami hada. Muaz, after this year you will see me no more. Fala'allaka tamurru bi masjidi hada wa bi qabri. Muaz, when you come back to Medina, you will find my qabr. You will find my masjid. You will not find me. Fabaka Muaz jash'an li firaqi Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muaz, when he hears this, he burst into tears. Parting advices. What must have been the dard in the heart? What must have been the pain in the heart? Ya Muaz, la tabki. Allah's Rasul averts his face. He looks back towards Medina. Why? So that Muaz cannot see the tears on the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Muaz, la tabki. Do not cry. Inna awla an-nasi bil muttaqun man kanu wa haythu kanu. Why? Muaz, wherever you will be, whoever, wherever, 14 centuries ago, now, or 14 centuries from now, Makkah or Medina or Africa or Europe or Asia, what is my Nabi saying? whoever or wherever, if you want to be close to me, then adopt taqwa. Come on to taqwa, come on to my way of life. And with this my fikr, wherever you will go, you will be close to me as long as you are on taqwa. When Muaz goes to Jabal, when Muaz bin Jabal goes to Yemen, he addresses them in that manner which no other ummah had the sharafat and honor. What does he say to the people of Yemen? Ya ahl al Yemen, ya ahl al Yemen, ana rasulu rasulillahi ilaykum. Ya ahl al Yemen, ana rasulu rasulillahi ilaykum. O people of Yemen, I am the rasul of the rasul of Allah who has been sent to you. I am the rasul of the rasul of Allah who has been sent to you. Each ummati of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was selected, chosen and sent by Allah. This is not an ordinary ummat. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam prepared an ummat. His nubuwat was alami nubuwat. No new nabi to come. Ulama say, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final messenger of Allah. They say, what is the amal? What is the amal? What is the amal that is the misdaq? That is the living testimony of this title, Rasulullah. What is the amal that does justice to Rasulullah, messenger of Allah? It is this amal of da'wat and tabligh. Not salah, not zakat, not hajj. Is the misdaq of Rasul. Ana Rasulu Rasulillah. Every ummati is the Rasul of the Rasul of Allah. This is not the work of some jamaat or group organization. This is direct from Darbar-e-Nubuwat. Jisne Huzur-e Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke khatme nubuwat par iman laya, da'wat aur tabligh uski zimmedari ban gayi. Whoever has brought iman on the khatme nubuwat of Janab-e Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, no new nabi to come. Yet in the 23 years of his nubuwat, 8,156 days, he did not go out of the Arabian Peninsula. Allah says, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. Say unto them, O people, I am the Rasul of Allah to every one of you. His nubuwat transcended the boundaries of race, creed, color, nationality. It transcended the boundaries of time also. عَلَمِي نَبِي تِلْ قِيَامَةِ. That is why an ummah to be prepared. An ummah to be prepared. After 23 years of qurbani, of sacrifice, of hardship, of difficulty, finally in his Hajjatul Wada, in Mina and Arafat, a gathering is there, the like of which will never be seen till Qiyamah. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, on the 11th of Zilhijjah, the surah comes down, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. The surah is revealed, in it is ishara that the time for you to leave has come near. Al-Wida has come near. He delivers the same khutbah that he gave on the 9th and the 10th. But there is one addition. One addition. He begins his khutbah with the expression, Asa Allah talqawni ba'da aami hadha. With Muaz bin Jabal was individual al-Wida. Now is umumi al-Wida. Umumi al-wida, general al-wida. Asa Allah talqawni ba'da aami hada. What is the imagery of this? As if your father or your beloved relative is on his deathbed and he catches your hand. He catches your hand and he says to you, this is my last words to you. These are my last words to you. How does the heart not take those words? This is what Asa Allah talqawni ba'da aami hada means. What must have been the effect on the hearts of Sahaba? What must have been the effect? He delivers his khutbah. At the end of it, one question. Hal ballagt? Hal ballagt? O my Sahaba, have I fulfilled the haqq of tabligh? Have I fulfilled the haqq of tabligh? No other tenet of deen, not salah, not zakat, not hajj, no other tenet did he ask this question. Have I fulfilled the haqq of it? Only da'wat and tabligh. Have I fulfilled the haqq of tabligh?
like a kaleidoscope, that 23 years of qurbani, of sacrifice was there in front of them. The stones that were tied to his stomach, his daughters given talaq, the 3 miles of pelting in Taif, the night upon night of crying for this ummat, the sacrifice upon sacrifice, where the wives of Rasulullah ﷺ say, Ra'in al-Hilal, thumma Ra'in al-Hilal, thumma Ra'in al-Hilal. We saw one moon, then the next moon, 3 moons, 2 months, and the fire was not lit to cook food in the house of Muhammad ﷺ. What does this question, hal ballagh, mean? It means, O my Sahaba, for the sake of the hidayat of my ummah, I tied stones to my stomach. For the sake of the hidayat of my ummah, three days would pass and I would not eat a single morsel of food. For the sake of the hidayat of my ummah, Ja'far bin Abi Talib was slaughtered, Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib was slaughtered, my daughter Zainab was made shaheed, my family members were slaughtered, my sahaba was slaughtered. For the sake of the hidayat of my ummah, I did whatever I could. Hal ballagh, was there some other qurbani that I should have given? Was there some other sacrifice, some other hurt, some other pain, some other persecution that I should have withstood for the sake of my hidayat, for the hidayat of my ummah? Was there anything more? They had his whole life in front of them. With one voice they said, بَلَّغْتَ الرِّسَالَةَ وَأَدَّيْتَ الْأَمَانَةَ وَنَصَحْتَ الْأُمَّةَ وَكَشَفْتَ الْغُمَّةَ وَجَاهَدْتَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ. Ya Rasulullah, you have fulfilled the haqq. You have fulfilled the haqq. You have fulfilled the haqq. He raised his finger up to the heavens. Allahumma shahad. Allahumma shahad. Allahumma shahad. Wallah, you be a witness. Wallah, you be a witness. Wallah, you be a witness. And then he uttered those timeless words. Quran. Quran. Allama Zamakhshari rahimullah says that if there's no name for the Quran, if there had to be a name, it would have been this verse. Hada balagul linnas. This Quran is tabligh for humanity. Da'i awwal, muballigh awwal, ya ayyuhar rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik, is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Balligh, Allah commands him, make tabligh of this deen. What was the need, what was the logical requirement of that? The lifespan of Nuh alayhi salam, life till qiyamah, no! Given only 23 years, didn't go outside the Arabian Peninsula. What was the nizam he put into place? His ummah is commanded, Balighu anni, Balighu anni, walau ayah, make tabligh, even if you know one ayat. And then, look at this, Balagul linnas, Balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik, Balighu anni walau ayah. And then in Hajjatul Wada, فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبِ فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبِ. Allama Ibn Kasir mentions the riwayat. There is this prefix in it. لَا نَبِيَّ بَعْدِي وَلَا أُمَّةَ بَعْدَ أُمَّتِي فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبِ. No new Nabi to come. No other Ummah to come. Oh my Ummah, this responsibility of tabligh, I am handing it over to you. فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبِ. Sahaba understood this. 124,000 on the plains of Mina and Arafat, Makkah and Medina put together, you will not find the graves of more than 10,000 Sahaba. They scattered to the four corners of the world. Uqba bin Nafi radiallahu anhu in Algeria, Abu Lubaba Ansari, Abu Zum'at al-Balawi radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Tunis, Humama radiallahu anhu in Isfahan, Bara bin Malik in Tustar, Abdurrahman bin Abbas, Ma'bad bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma in Northern Africa, Rib'i bin Ziyad al-Harithi in Sijistan, Nu'man bin Muqarrin al-Muzani in Nihawin, Abu Rafi Ghifari, Khurasan, Abdurrahman bin Samura radiallahu anhu, Khurasan, Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, Iraq, Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Iraq, Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Egypt, Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, Istanbul, Abu Talha Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Rome, Fazl bin Abbas in Syria, Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Hims in Syria, Abdurrahman bin Ghafiqi radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Sijistan, Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Damascus, Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Damascus, Muaz bin Jabal, Abdurrahman bin Muaz, father and son, banks of the river Jordan, Shurahbil bin Hassan radiallahu anhu, banks of the river Jordan, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah, Jordan, Zayd bin Harisa, Abdullah bin Rawaha, Ja'far bin Abi Talib in Muta. Like this, the Qubur of Sahaba scattered throughout the entire world are a living shahid and testimony to this ummah
till Qiyamah that Jamaat that took Deen first and foremost direct from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made their graves away from their homes. This is not an ummah that came to sit at home. This is not an ummah that came to worry about itself. Allah, Khaliq Kainat, calls out in the Quran, Kuntum khayra ummah ukhrijat linnas. You are the best of every ummah. Why? You were taken out. You were selected. You were chosen for the hidayat of humanity. This ummah has been sent, selected and chosen through the khatm nubuwwat of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every reciter of kalima, every ummati is zimedar, responsible of da'wat and tabligh, of the worry that how one person can be saved from jahannam and go to Jannah. My respected brothers, to learn this responsibility, to understand this responsibility, to become the true followers of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to bring our life close to the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his fikr, his dard, his pain, his concern, his legacy of rahmat and mercy, to get up in the middle of night, cry for humanity, inna laka fin nahari sabhan tawila, in the day swim in the sea of humanity with the cry of the concern of humanity in the heart, calling one person to Allah, linking one person to Allah, showing one person the beauty of the way of life of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the wazifa e hayat. This is the maqsad of this ummah. So my respected brothers, to learn and understand this responsibility, our elders are telling us, first step is 4 months in the path of Allah. Don't look left, don't look right, don't wait for others. And wallah, my respected brothers, I am humbly begging you, no one leave the gathering. This is the time to take decision with Allah. Ramadan is coming. This is a Mubarak time. Make this decision with Allah. Ya Allah, you accept me for the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Say inshallah. Now my respected brothers, first step, stand up and give our names. Don't wait for others. 4 months in the path of Allah. Stand up and give our names, mashallah. Come my respected brothers. Himmat-e marda, madad-e khuda.
Allahu Akbar. Stand up my beloved brothers.
My respected brothers, my respected brothers, very, very important. Last Fazl, Ramadan is coming. What better chance or what better time that we can use to go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know, my respected brothers, normally we tend to regard Ramadan as a time to sit in our homes. But if you look at the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the great, great victories of Islam, the great decisions of hidayat took place in the month of Ramadan. Badr was in Ramadan. 17th of Ramadan was the day of Badr. Likewise, Fateh Makkah was also in Ramadan. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Man sama yawman fi sabilillah fi ghayri Ramadan. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person who fasts one day in the path of Allah, not in Ramadan, outside Ramadan. Man sama yawman fi sabilillah fi ghayri Ramadan. Person who fasts one day in the path of Allah out of Ramadan, bu'ida anin nar مِيَةَ عَامٍ سَيْرَ الْمُضَمَّرِ الْجَوَادِ. What will Allah give him? A fast horse rider rides for 100 years. That distance, Allah will distance him from Jahannam if he fasts one day in the path of Allah outside Ramadan. What will Allah give him in Ramadan? If this is outside Ramadan, what will Allah give him in Ramadan? La ya'lamu thawaba amilihi illallah. No one but Allah knows the reward. My respected brothers, minimum, let it not be we came to the ijtima' and we made no decision to go in the path of Allah. We are humbly appealing from this majma' that is remaining in front of us. Who of us is ready, inshallah, at least 110 days in the path of Allah in Ramadan? Stand up, mashallah. Who is ready? 110, stand up, mashallah. Everyone at least 10 days in the path of Allah in Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. Stand up, mashallah. 10 days in the path of Allah in Ramadan, mashallah.
10 days, mashallah. Come, brothers. More brothers, stand up, mashallah. These brothers come close to each other. 10 days, mashallah. More brothers.
Stand up. Keep standing, mashallah. Our standing will encourage others to stand also.
Come, mashallah. These brothers come close to each other. More brothers, stand up. 10 days, Ramadan.
Ramadan is not the time to be sitting at home, my respected brothers.
More brothers, mashallah. Everybody make a niyyah, mashallah. Come. This is the minimum, 10 days inshallah. These brothers all come close to each other.
Bring alive the sunnah of Badr. Bring alive the sunnah of Fateh Makkah.
Go to the Tashir Center. Go there to Haji Muhammad Ali is waiting there for you, mashallah. Come brothers. More brothers can join inshallah. 10 days in Ramadan.
Everyone should make niyat bhai. All say inshallah. So stand up mashallah. All those who said inshallah, stand up mashallah.
Mashallah. More brothers stand up.
Don't worry, there won't be any legal repercussions. Not signing a document. The standing up is we're asking Allah to accept us. Who else, my respected brothers? Ramadan. We don't know if we live to see another Ramadan. Let us make this the Ramadan where Allah makes a decision to accept our whole life.